From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Hi, everyone. Happy Thursday from North Augusta. Mitchell Speltz with you once again as the Green Jackets and Myrtle Beach Pelicans get set for game number three of this six-game series. First two have been split. Augusta won the opener by one back on Tuesday. Myrtle Beach came back thanks to a trio of home runs yesterday, with Kevin Alcantara being the headliner with a grand slam in the third, helping the Pelicans even up the series at a game apiece with a 10-5 win yesterday. Should be a good third battle of this series with a pair of good pitchers on the mound. For the Pelicans, they'll have left-hander Luke Little getting the start, former fourth rounder from 2020. Perhaps is facing the hottest pitcher in the starting rotation for the Green Jackets and right-hander Luis Vargas, who came off a win his last time up in Columbia. He'll get the start against the Pelicans, a team he has fared very well against, mostly in relief to this point, but he'll get the start here tonight as he'll face off with Myrtle Beach, trying to give Augusta the series edge once again here in the third matchup of the series. We are just getting started on the On Deck Show, built by Taxslayer from SRP Park. We'll come back and check out our probable pitch report when we return on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Winners will be announced following the game.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics. Speltz back with you on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Let's check out the two starters for tonight. For the Augusta Green Jackets, they'll be throwing right-hander Luis Vargas, as the 20-year-old will make his 14th start of the year, his 19th overall appearance. And Vargas has had a tremendous month of July. An ERA of 2.5 and 4 starts, 21 in the third innings, 30 strikeouts, which is the most for him in any month this year, with still one start to go, which is tonight. And he's got a 2-1 record after he was a winner in his last start against the Columbia Fireflies. That was back on Friday of last week. In that game, Vargas threw 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, struck out 5, and a 6-3 win for the Green Jackets. His mound opponent will be Luke Little, who is 1-3 this year, 270 earned run average for the left-hander, who stands at 6'8", 69 strikeouts in just over 43 innings this year. This will be start number 17 for the left-hander. And he's faced the Green Jackets twice, but both of his starts were short ones. Pitched us an inning and two-thirds back on April the 15th in Myrtle Beach. He did face the Green Jackets in this ballpark back on May the 26th, but that start was only 3 innings, did not allow any runs, but he gave up just one hit with 5 strikeouts in a 3-inning start. He'll get the call today against Vargas in what should be a well-pitched third game of this series, as the Green Jackets are looking to get the edge over the Pelicans. The On Deck Show will continue in just a moment from SRP Park. We'll come back and check out our driver on the league, Out of Town Scoreboard. That's next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Let's send it down to Katie for tonight's honorary first pitches.
Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want to skip?
We continue on with the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from North Augusta. Green Jackets and Pelicans, game number 3 from SRP Park. Now time for our drive around the league, presented by Easy Go, as we check out our out-of-town scoreboard in the Carolina League and also look at the minor league affiliates in the Atlanta Braves organization. We'll start in the Carolina League. One game is currently underway. That'd be in Lynchburg, Virginia, where the Hellcats are hosting the Delmarva Shorebirds. Good start for the visiting Delmarva Shorebirds. They lead 4-0 in the bottom of the first right now. That game's still very much early on. Games set to start around 7 o'clock tonight include Columbia at Kannapolis. First place battle continues on in the South Division as the Fireflies are just a half game back of Kannapolis entering tonight. Salem is at Fredericksburg. The Fayetteville Woodpeckers are hosting the Carolina Mudcats as Carolina's won the first two games of that series. Charleston playing host to Down East in a rematch of the championship series from last year. Those two teams have split the first couple games of that series. In the Braves minor league ranks today at 7 o'clock, Rome is at Hickory. The Crawdads have won the first two games of that series, both pretty convincingly with another win last night. Gwinnett is playing host to the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. That's the AAA club of the Miami Marlins. And Mississippi is playing on the road against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, the team who won the South Division first half title in the Southern League. We've got game number 3 between the Green Jackets and Pelicans coming up shortly. When we return, we'll have the starting lineups for you when we come back on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
getting closer to the first pitch of Game 3. Green Jackets and Pelicans from SRP Park in North Augusta. Let's check out the starting lineups presented by SRP. Good things are happening at SRP. First, for the visiting Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who are 61-31 on the season. They hold a second-half record of 13-12. They are the single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. In the leadoff spot today, second baseman Juan Mora. Batting second, left fielder Parker Chavers. Ezekiel Pagan bats third. He's in center field. In the cleanup spot is the designated hitter Kevin Alcantara. Jacob Wetzel bats fifth. He's in right field. In the sixth spot, first baseman Felix Stevens. Ethan Hearn bats seventh. He is doing the catching. Alejandro Rivero is the shortstop tonight. He is batting eighth. And in the ninth spot, third baseman Scott McKeon. One more time for the Pelicans. Mora, Chavers, Pagan, Alcantara, Wetzel, Stevens, Hearn, Rivero, and McKeon. Starting pitcher tonight for Myrtle Beach is left-hander Luke Little. As he's going to make his 16th start of the season. He is 1-3 with a 270 earned run average. This will be his third start this year against the Green Jackets. And speaking of Augusta, here is their starting lineup. 45-45 is their overall record this year. 9-15 in the second half. Led by Nestor Perez, the Green Jackets are the single-A affiliate of the world champion Atlanta Braves. Once again in the leadoff spot, third baseman Geraldo Quintero. Batting second, shortstop Francisco Floyd. In the three spot in center field, Brandon Mesquita. Batting cleanup, designated hitter Brandon Parker. Kaden Morton bats fifth, he's in right field. At first base today and batting sixth, Braulio Vasquez. Connor Blair bats seventh. He's in left field. Behind the plate doing the catching today in the eighth spot is Victor De Hoyos. And batting ninth, second baseman Eliezel Stevens. Once again, for the Green Jackets, Quintero, Floyd Mesquita, Parker, Morton Vasquez, Blair, De Hoyos, and Stevens. Starting pitcher for the Green Jackets, right-hander Luis Vargas making start number 14, his 19th outing overall, 87 strikeouts and 76 and two-thirds innings. He is 4-4 on the season and comes in with a 2-1 record in the month of July. Now for tonight's umpiring crew behind home plate calling the balls and strikes is Jalen Goodman. Charles Walling is on the base paths. We've got the Green Jackets and Pelicans coming up. Game number 3 of this series. Augusta looking to take the advantage in the series once again against the single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs and the first half champs. We've got Game 3 coming up on the other side on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We are ready for some baseball on this Thursday night in the CSRA. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park in North Augusta. Green Jackets and Pelicans, round 3 this week. The teams have split the first two. Augusta won by a run on Tuesday, a 5-run victory yesterday for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Tonight they'll face perhaps the hottest starter in the month of July for Augusta, right-hander Luis Vargas, who comes in with a 4-4 record and an earned run average of .376, but in July he has been particularly good. He's made 4 starts this month. He is 2-1 with a 2.5 ERA, 30 strikeouts, a best for him in any month this year, and he has given up just 6 earned runs in 21 and a third. He'll get this lineup today, set up by Buddy Bailey's Pelicans. Juan Moore leads it off once again, with Parker Chavers in the 2 spot. Ezekiel Pagan bats third. Kevin Alcantara, Jacob Wetzel, Felix Stevens the middle third. Ethan Hearn, Alejandro Rivero, and Scott McKeon complete the lineup for the Pelicans. For the Green Jackets, defensively, they look like this. Connor Blair is in left field with Brando Mesquita in center. Caden Morton's in right field. Around the horn on the infield, third to first. Geraldo Quintero, Francisco Floyd, Eliezel Stevens, and Braulio Vasquez. Victor De Hoyos doing the catching tonight for Luis Vargas. Jalen Goodman calls the balls and strikes. Charles Welling is on the base paths, and we are just about set to go. Game number 3, Green Jackets and Pelicans, South Division matchup. Myrtle Beach, the champs of the first half in the South Division. They have their playoff spot locked up. Augusta hoping for a second half push. Facing a team that they will have to pass to get there. As Vargas is set to work, one more batting leadoff for the second consecutive night. And we are ready to go. Ready on ready. First pitch from Vargas. A show of bunt. Pulled back. Took a strike. And off we go. Right at 7:05 local time here in North Augusta. Another good night for baseball. A little humidity, but not too bad. 0-1 pitch. A wave and a miss. Great slider by Vargas. And it's 0-2. 93 degrees. Little breeze coming in from right field. All might fly a little bit tonight if you can get a hold of one. 0-2 pitch. A wave and a foul back into the wire. Stays 0-2. Got a little humidity making it feel like 100. But that should die down a little bit as we progress on. Argus has Mora down 0-2. The right-hander kicks and throws. A pop-up. First base side where Braulio Vasquez resides. He'll enter the infield grass and get called off by Eliezel Stevens, who makes the catch. One up and one down for Vargas to start the night. Green Jackets tonight in the home white uniforms, black numbers and lettering with the green trim, green ball caps. The baby blue uniforms tonight for the Pelicans. Yellow numbers and lettering, white trim, gray pants with the blue ball caps. Here's Parker Chavers batting in the second spot today. As he bats on the left-hand side against Vargas. First pitch coming to him is just off the inside corner. Well-spotted fastball by Luis, and it's one ball, no strikes. Chavers batted in the nine-hole yesterday. Reached a couple of times, including a single in his first at-bat. 1-0 pitch is a strike. Spins one right on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Vargas has had a very good month with that slider. He's thrown it a couple times here in the early going. 1-1 pitch, a soft tapper foul down the first base side, and the count is 1-2. Now, the strikeouts have been particularly good for Vargas here in July. That includes a game where he set a career best with 10 strikeouts. That was at Charleston in a victory. 1-2 pitch, and he gassed him up. Big fastball from Vargas, and he struck him out swinging for the second out of the first. Big gas just around the letters, and Chavers couldn't catch up to it. And there are quickly two gone for Ezekiel Pagan. And as Pagan comes up to the plate, he apologizes, it appeared, to Jalen Goodman, who ejected him yesterday. Says, we're good. Also shakes the hand of Victor DeHoyos doing the catching today. First pitch, bounce right back to Vargas. Look what I found on a hop. He'll flip it back to first. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Vargas in the opening frame. Needed just 9 pitches to get through it, and we're through a half inning. It's the Green Jackets nothing, Pelicans nothing, on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
For Luis Vargas, puts the side down in order, setting the way for his offense against left-hander Luke Little. As he makes his 17th start of the year, left-hander from Charlotte, North Carolina, fourth-round pick in 2020 by the Cubs. 1-3 record, a 270 earned run average. Now he's made a lot of short starts this year. His last one was his longest, 4 innings on the road at Charleston. Threw the ball well, 5 strikeouts, no runs on a couple of hits. He'll face the Green Jackets for the third time this year. Here's the lineup for Nestor Perez that'll get set to face the southpaw. Geraldo Quintero once again leads things off with Francisco Floyd batting second. Brando Mesquita behind him in the three spot. Brandon Parker, Caden Morton, Braulio Vasquez in the middle. Connor Blair, Victor DeHoyos, and Eliezel Stevens round out the order for the Green Jackets, who come into this game with an even 45-45 overall record. 6 games over in the first half. They're 6 under here in the second half. 9-15 mark in half number 2, 21 games in. As Luke Little will face the switch-hitting Geraldo Quintero. No score here in the bottom of the first. Little's first pitch to Quintero is low, and it's ball one. Little tall one at 6'8". Certainly not in line with that last name. A lot of size to him, power behind those pitches. Over the head windup. 1-0 pitch is inside. 2 balls, no strikes to Quintero. Third start Little has had against Augusta. Last one was here on May the 26th through 3 innings, allowed 1 unearned run with 5 strikeouts and a pair of walks. Also faced him on April the 15th in Myrtle Beach. 2-0. Quintero fouls one back off the end. to our right, out of play, 2-1. Green Jackets were the winners in his first start. He did not factor into the decision. However, no decision for him last time, but he did lead Myrtle Beach to a win back in late May as the pitch is inside of Quintero, 3-1. In the driver's seat early, Quintero drew two walks yesterday. Reached a couple of times, but also got caught stealing on one of those occasions. 3-1 pitch. A swing and a fly ball foul to the right side as Quintero was just late to a fastball from Little. And the count fills up. 3-2. The count to the leadoff man, Geraldo Quintero. Trying to set the table early for Francisco Floyd, who follows him in the lineup today. 3-2. A liner to left. That's going to be caught by the shortstop, Rivero. My goodness, a rocket off the bat, and he snags it out of the air to rob one from Quintero. That one had left field written all over it. My goodness, what a catch. Kind of came out of nowhere. Had a perfectly timed jump, and it almost looked like he snow coned that. Certainly top play worthy there. One away on that hard hit ball as the pitch to Francisco Floyd's outside 1-0. Now as Alejandro Rivero at shortstop today, we'll introduce the rest of the Pelicans defense in just a second. 1-0 pitch is down and in. 2-0. Floyd, two more hits to his line yesterday. Having a strong post All-Star break. Reached three times in total yesterday. 2-0. A big cut and a miss. 2-0. Did not have a hit in the opener, but he did walk twice. And scored a run in each of the first two games. Little's 2-1 offering. Floyd takes it right down the middle, knee high. 2-2 is Floyd, not a big fan of it. Thought it might have been a little bit low. A well-spotted pitch by Little. It's Floyd in more of a defensive count here. Open stance from the right side. 2-2 pitch. A breaking ball. Just missed the outside corner. Tried a backdoor slider, but Little just missed. Well-spotted pitch. Floyd watched it go by. Consecutive full counts now for Little to start off his outing. The payoff again. A swing and a miss, and he strikes out Floyd. And there are two away in the bottom half of the first inning. Here's the rest of the defensive alignment for the Pelicans tonight. Patrick Chavers is in left, or Parker Chavers, I beg your pardon, is in left field. Ezekiel Pagan in center with Jacob Wetzel in right. Scott McKeon, Alejandro Rivera, Juan Moore, and Felix Stevens third to first in the infield. And Ethan Herron doing the catching for Little tonight, working as his battery mate. Two gone, bases empty, no score, bottom of the first. Randall Mesquita, the batter. First pitch to him is just a bit in. Call the strike, though, right on the corner. Nothing in one. Third straight game in the three spot for Mesquita. A one pitch is going to drop in for a strike. Good slider by Little, and it's very quickly 0-2. Mesquita had a single in the ninth inning yesterday, otherwise was 1-for-5. Little trying to put the side down in order. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and he missed down and in. Just over the shoe tops with a fastball, 1-2. Both of Little's previous starts against Augusta have been short ones. Back in his first one at Myrtle Beach, went just an inning and two-thirds. Gave up a couple of runs with four walks in there. Much sharper last time around. 1-2 pitch, a tapper foul right near the dugout for Augusta on the third base side. Stays 1-2. Now, three innings in his last start here. No runs allowed that were earned. 12 innings for him this month. He's only allowed two runs, covering four starts. Two against Charleston. Also got one against Columbia and Fayetteville. 1-2 pitch. He'll dot the corner on the outside edge, and Mesquita is rung up. Pinpoint location by Little, and the inning is over. Each team goes down in order in the first, and we go to the second. No score on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park in North Augusta. We are scoreless as we enter the top of the second inning. Luis Vargas against Kevin Alcantara to start the inning. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to Alcantara. A clutch but a strike called on the outside corner as he checked his swing. 0-1. Vargas, 9 pitches in the first inning, 8 of them for strikes. 0-1. He's spiked in the dirt, and the count evens at 1 apiece. Vargas looking for a similar success as his last start. Began his last outing in Colombia by retiring 10 in a row. Picked up the win in the 6-3 victory over the Fireflies a week ago on Friday. Break-even pitch rolled over to short, right to Francisco Floyd, who will wind it up and take care of Alcantara for the first out of the second. Nice, easy 6-3 put out for Floyd. An infield pop-up, 2 ground outs and a strikeout for Vargas to start off the night. And now it's Jacob Wetzel, who had 1 of the 3 home runs yesterday for Myrtle Beach. Took one deep to right field. First pitch to Wetzel is outside with a changeup. 1-0. Pelicans put 10 runs on the board last night. Got 7 of them on 3 home run balls. 1-0 pitch is in there this time with a fastball. Count evens at 1. Got the grand slam by Alcantara. 2-run homer by Wetzel. And a solo homer by Ethan Herm. The finishing blow for the Pelicans in what was a good offensive night for them. 1-1 pitch is pulled foul near the first row of seats down the first base side. Look out. I think everyone's okay down there, but a screamer off the bat of Wetzel. 1-2 to Wetzel. More of a pull shift now on for Wetzel with 2 strikes. The pitch home is high. It's 2-2. Taking the chance that Wetzel's not going to bunt here with 2 strikes. Hasn't shown that indication yet. Raulo Quintero now in that shortstop position with Floyd behind the bag at second. 2-2 pitch is going to buckle his knees, but missed a little up and in. Good pitch, just missed the spot that time, did Vargas. And the count goes full. Pelicans looking for the first base runner of the night. Wetzel chokes up a little bit. 3-2 pitch is down and in, and that actually hit him. Got him right along the shoe tops, would have been ball 4 anyway. And Wetzel will take the 4th ball a bit of a painful way on the shoes. He's on for Felix Stevens, first base runner for either side. There have been some big swings on the Pelicans this week, but maybe the most consistent man at the plate through the first 2 games is this man, Felix Stevens. Reached 3 times yesterday, 4 times in the opener. First pitch to him, he had a big cut, but a foul into the mitt of De Hoyos, and it's 0-1. No score here in the top of the second. Vargas now looking for a double play ball from the first baseman for Myrtle Beach. Vargas looks in from the stretch. Big jump by Wetzel. Fire over to first. Tag's going to be a little bit late. Wetzel was trying to time the move but was able to get back. Good communication from the infield urging Vargas to fire over to first. And sharp throw, but Wetzel just enough acceleration back into the bag where he did not get picked off. 0-1 pitch, a big bouncer over the middle. This will be Floyd. He'll flip to Stevens, who catches it barehand, but he's safe. That one just high in the air long enough where Wetzel was able to get in there. It was a good turn by Floyd and Stevens, who barehanded the catch, but they say Wetzel beat it. And they don't get the runner at first either. There was no throw there. And it's going to be first and second on a tough infield hit, I believe. I'm interested to see how that one scored. Now Wetzel just able to get his foot in there on a good slide. Stevens is at first base. So first and second now for Ethan Hearn. That was one you hope you get at least one out on. They got nobody. And that one just a unique, very high bouncer in the infield. First pitch coming to her, and he checked his swing on one down and in. One ball, no strikes. But you don't see too many high bounces. You really got a tomahawk one if you're going to get one that high. And Floyd did about just all he could. As soon as he collected that ball, he shoveled it off to Stevens, who barehanded, thinking he may have had a shot at two. 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. 1-1. I'm not sure Stevens would have had a play at first if he fired there, but both him and Floyd were stunned where there was really no recurring action after that. And Vargas trying to work around it. He certainly can the way he's been throwing. Break-even pitch is high. Missed with a breaking ball. 2-1. Turn connected for his sixth home run last night. That came in the eighth inning. Another one that got out of here by plenty. And Vargas trying to get one on the ground here. Middle infield is shaded that way, trying to turn two. 2-1 pitch is rifled to right center field. This is trouble. It'll get to the gap. Mosquito will cut it off, but in to score is Wetzel. Stevens will stop at third. Up the second goes Hearn, and it's 1-0 Myrtle Beach on a sharp double by the catcher for the Pelicans. That one was smoked off the bat. Good exit velocity as Mosquito cut it off. That saved another run for now. Myrtle Beach puts themselves ahead early once again. It's 1-0 in favor of them. It's the second time in this series they have scored first. And Hearn's having a nice series swing in the bat. And that is where that missed out at second base, and that's a credit to Wetzel, who beat it out. Because of that, he comes in to score. Still just one out as the pitch to Alejandro Rivero is down and away as Vargas missed with a slider. One ball, no strikes the count. As Vargas trying to work around all that. Infield playing back at second and third. 1-0 pitch is lifted into the air, left center field. Connor Blair is there. He'll charge in on it, make the catch. Stevens will tag. Throw's coming all the way home. It'll roll there, but not in time as Stevens slides in safely, and it's 2-0 Pelicans. Accurate throw, but just quite not enough on it. And Stevens, of course, is going to tag with two outs. And he was just able to get that foot in there by plenty. And Augusta is down 2-0. RBI for Rivero. And now it's the nine-hitter, Scott McKeon. Sixth RBI for Rivero on the year in his 13th game. Another run still out there for Myrtle Beach with Hearn at second base. Now 2-0 Myrtle Beach here in the second inning as the pitch is high. As Vargas misses with a fastball. Got a long way to go yet. This game far but decided. Saw quite a few runs yesterday. The home run ball played a huge factor for both sides, especially Myrtle Beach. 1-0 pitch. That's a strike. Bullseye with the heater by Luis. 1-1. I guess as that time has shown the ability to be explosive against Myrtle Beach's pitching. They've had the extra bits, base hits there. Break-even pitch. A swing and a foul off the home plate umpire, and Jalen Goodman didn't even flinch on it. Down right off the chest protector, says, I'm good. DeHoyles to give a courtesy walk as he'll walk it back towards the pitcher, Vargas. Count as a ball and two strikes to the third baseman, Scott McKeon. Single to the ninth inning yesterday to make it a perfect 9-for-9 for Pelicans in the order for most of the night to reach base. Ezekiel Pagan was the only man who did not, but he was ejected in the first inning. Otherwise, all the other nine did. 1-2. Is down and away, missed with a hook. It's 2-2. Trying to keep the runner out at second base. Two runs on two hits this inning for the Pelicans. Of course, the big one. That infield big bouncer off the bat of Felix Stevens. Really helping the Pelicans push two runs across here. 2-2 pitch is a call. Strike three. Pinned it right on the outside corner as he dots the eye with a fastball. And we are through an inning and a half now. From SRP Park, Pelicans get two, and it's now 2-0 Myrtle Beach after inning and a half on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearless.
Green Jackets down 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. RBI double by Ethan Hearn. A sack fly by Alejandro Rivero. Give the single-A affiliate of the Cubs an early lead here tonight. Team who still boasts the best record in minor league baseball. 30 games over at 61-31. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch to Brandon Parker is right down the chute, and it's 0-1. Parker followed up his 5-reach base performance on Tuesday with perhaps an even better outing yesterday. 2 home runs in the game. 0-1 pitch is a strike. Off-speed pitch from Little as he tossed him a changeup. 0-2. And Parker reached 4 more times yesterday, a 3-hit performance. 2 solo home runs and a single. 0-2. Parker grounds one to short right in the direction of Rivera, who will pick it up and take care of Parker as he throws him out by plenty. Broke his bat as well, and there's one away in the Green Jacket second. And now Caden Morton with one out and the bases empty. Green Jackets looking for their first base runner against Little. Custer's drawn a handful of walks for the first two games of this series. Had 11 on Tuesday and worked to their 5-4 victory. First pitch to Caden is up and away. 1 ball, no strikes. 8 more walks yesterday. Did score 5 runs once again, but this time took the loss, losing 10-5. 1-0 pitch. Morton checked his swing. It's a little low. And it's 2 balls, no strikes to the Green Jacket right fielder tonight. Had a hit yesterday. One team that has handled Morton particularly well this year are the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, looking to pick himself up against them. 2-0 pitch is hit back out of play, foul. 2 balls and a strike. Morton's been on the roster since opening day, an everyday player. Just 3 hits this year against the Pelicans. 1 coming last night. But a much different player from when the first time he saw him. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. A high and a fastball from Little, 2-2. A guy who's really starting to make waves. His defensive ability's always been top notch. And that was one thing about him coming in with his athletic tools that he brings to the outfield. And now that bat's really coming to life for him. 6 home runs, 25 driven in. 2-2. A swing and a pop-up foul. That'll get out of play. Still 2-2. Carolina League Player of the Week. Still a reigning award winner. Haven't had one since the All-Star break. Just a 3-game weekend series for most clubs since that point. I had a fantastic week here against the Fred Nats before going to the break. 2-2. A foul back into the wire, and we'll try it again. 2 balls, 2 strikes to number 2, Caden Morton. As Luke Little has another long battle, he's a couple of full counts against Quintero and Floyd in the opening inning. Made quicker work of Mesquita and Parker the last two he's faced. 2-2, breaking ball, that'll catch the edge. And Floyd rings up Morton for his second strikeout looking tonight. Has 3 in total. Backwards K's against Mesquita and Morton now. That's just good pitching right there. You tip your cap to it. As opposing hitter's not going to do a whole lot with that pitch when you backdoor that breaking ball. 2-2 now for Braulio Vasquez. 2-0 Pelicans here in the bottom of the second inning. First appearance in the series for Braulio Vasquez. Little's first pitch. He shows bunt and pushes it down the third base side. Going to be a tough play. Bare hand by Hearn. He won't have one. Lost the handle on it as he tried to snap it down, and that'll be a perfectly executed bunt hit for Braulio Vasquez. hasn't tried to do that too much. He has tremendous speed, but a perfect opportunity to just try and get a base runner here, maybe a little rhythm. Yes, he is on now for Connor Blair. That's something Augusta's been working on a lot more of and saw gradually come along. That was one thing Cal Conley did more than anybody. Always dropped one down every now and then, but other than that, you haven't seen one from anybody else, really. Vasquez, a different exception to that with his speed. Perfectly placed one there as Blair pops up the first pitch. That'll get out of play. 0-1. And Vasquez, the way he's been barreling up pitches, that's the one thing you look at in particular. Probably not going to look to do that, but got a lot of tools in the box he can go to. And that speed, putting it to use there. He's at first base. 0-1 the count to Connor Blair. As Little's pitch home is fouled into the mitt of the catcher, Ethan Hearn. And it's 0-2. First appearance for Blair in the series as Nestor Perez stacks up his right-handers against the lefty Little. Only one left-hander's in there today. It's Eliezel Stevens in the ninth spot. Got a switch hitter in Geraldo Quintero. Otherwise, Stephen Pelini, Mekhi Backstrom, and Brian Klein, the other three lefties on the roster, are all on the bench today. Might see them pop in as pinch batters at some point, perhaps. A throw over to first. Vasquez, a little dive, and then thought better of it and just ran back instead. Was a little too close to dive, so he looked to stay standing up and almost lost his balance off the bag. Count is 0-2 to Connor Blair. Vasquez, the runner at first. With Augusta trailing 2-0. The pitch coming to Blair, and he got tied up on one. Big fastball up and in as he ambushed him with the heater, and he strikes out two more in the second inning. Vasquez gets left out there, and through two complete, it's the Pelicans 2. Green Jackets nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Nothing Pelicans in front as we move into the third inning from SRP Park. Luis Vargas looking for a bit of a bounce back. You have the two runs last inning on just one hit. You had the tough fielder's choice in there off the bat of Felix Stevens, which really opened up the avenue for the Pelicans to score twice. You had the double by Ethan Hearn, the sack fly by Alejandro Rivero to currently give the visiting Pelicans a 2-0 edge here in the third inning. Top of the order coming up for Myrtle Beach. One more to start things off against Luis Vargas. First pitch coming to Mora. Got him weaving at a great slider down and away. Right where you want that pitch. When you put it there, you're going to get a lot of swings like that against right-handers. 0-1 is going to come inside and plunk him on the shoulder. A beam ball from Vargas as he hits a second batter today. And Mora will wear that one. Looks to be in a little bit of pain as he favors that shoulder on his way down to first. Tried to come inside with a fastball and just did not get it right on that plate edge where he was trying to go to. And Morris still a little shaken up by it, taking his time going down to first base. Has every right to after a beam ball like that. So a hit batter brings up Parker Chavers now. Vargas struck him out back in the first. Now the Clemson Tiger in the house today. Not too far away to my right. Orange and purple college night. Got plenty of Clemson gear out there today. Clemson not too far down the road from here. Snap throw over to first, and back with a dive is Mora. Not even that good college territory is Augusta. You got Athens, Georgia, the Georgia Bulldogs, maybe about an hour and a half or so from here. Columbia, South Carolina, the Gamecocks, about an hour north as the pitch has popped up foul. Third base side. Looks like there could be room for Quintero. Right in front of his own dugout, he'll make the catch. First out of the inning as they jam Chavers on an inside fastball. And he pops it over to third base where Quintero puts him away. One gone in the inning for Ezekiel Pagan. And you got Clemson about two and a half hours from here. Georgia not that hour range. Got Georgia Southern as well. Statesboro, Georgia. They played Georgia here back at the start of the month of March in a college baseball contest. Both of them made the NCAA tournament. The pitch to Pagan is in there for a strike as Vargas whistles in a fastball. And Georgia Southern surprised a lot of people. They got a home regional, 16th overall seed. They did not advance past it, but still a good accomplishment for them. And it'd be a pretty good matchup between them and Georgia here. 0-1 pitch, a weak grounder to short. Could be two. Floyd flips to Stevens for one. A relay throw to first is low, and it's off the glove of Vasquez. It'll go behind him. Pagan sprints towards second. He'll get in standing there. They get the lead out of Moore, but it'll be an error on somebody, allowing Pagan to get to second base, who made the turn immediately once he saw that got by Vasquez. Had that full head of steam, and as a result, kept on running. If I'm taking a guess, I'm probably going to say it's on Eliezel Stevens, but we'll see. A one-hop throw, and Vasquez, who's been very good at picking balls over there, especially so for a guy who's not a natural first baseman, just unable to handle it. Kind of deflected off of Pagan, who was rounding the base. Nothing illegal about it, but just a tough coincidence, perhaps. First pitch to Alcantara, check swing, and he laid off. They will ask, but he didn't go, says Charles Welling. Want to know the count. And Vargas trying to make it not matter. Error does go on Stevens, the second baseman, so an E4. But again, they did get an out there. Now Contra looking to pick up another RBI as the 1-0 pitch, a wave and a miss. There's that slider again from Vargas as he evens up the count. And a big hack by Alcantara. 66 RBIs now on the year for the cleanup man for Myrtle Beach. Number 4 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, in the Cubs system. Break-even pitch is in the dirt. 2-1. Now Contra is also now a top 100 prospect in all minor league baseball. And Green Jacket fans who have watched them play Myrtle Beach would give you a good reason why. This guy is an electric young player. Not playing the outfield tonight. Gets a day off from the field as he's DHing. 2-1 pitch is foul back to our right. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes as Alcantara has an even count on him with two outs. Vargas trying to get him for the second time. He rolled over one to short his last time up. Got Ezekiel Pagan, who stands at second base. Looks at him, not being held on. 2-2 pitch, check swing, held up as he put it around his knuckles. Able to hold it back as the count is full. Base open at first, so walk certainly doesn't kill you here. Gives you that luxury to be careful with a guy like Alcantara. Vargas looking for another punch out. De Hoyos puts up the target. The pitch is too low in the dirt, and Alcantara draws the walk. Knew exactly what was coming and watched that slider go right into the dirt. And there are two on now with two outs for Jacob Wetzel. First walk tonight for Vargas. He has hit two batters, though, one this inning. And now looking to make work of Wetzel. He was one of those two hit by a pitch. He came around to score back an inning ago. First pitch coming to the five-hitter is good for a strike. As he spins on right on the inside corner. Goes to that slider to start the at-bat. Wetzel hit his eighth home run yesterday. He is now over 40 RBIs on the year. Got 41 on the season. 0-1 pitch. Tomahawks one fouls. He goes upstairs for a fastball. Quickly 0-2 as Vargas is up. Good spot for Luis. Strikeout numbers have been there. He has been a little prone to walks. 11 of them now in July. Had one where he walked five against the Fred Nats here. Otherwise pitched well in that outing as the 0-2 pitch is fouled away. Sprays into the left field seats and it remains 0-2. And that was a really grind him out start for Vargas. He threw 35 pitches in the first inning, walked the bases loaded, gave up just one run, but then really gave up nothing in the next three plus innings he threw. Finished just shy of five innings at 4 2/3. No decision in that performance against the Nationals. 0-2 pitch, fouled again. Went still on that heater from Vargas, and he'll see another 0-2 pitch. 2-0 Pelicans here in the top of the third inning. Vargas looking for his second zero on the board tonight. Had one in the first when he put down the Pelicans in order. 0-2 again. A foul to the right side as he turned on it early. Trickles down near the bullpen area for Myrtle Beach. But this is something that the Pelicans do a lot of. They will foul off pitches and put together long at-bats. They'll make pitchers work. They'll force starters out of games because of it. Get that pitch count up a little earlier than they'd like it to. Wetzel has fouled off four straight pitches in this at-bat. He still doesn't have a ball on him. It's an 0-2 count. Vargas just shy of 50 pitches through three innings. In brief delay, that ball might have hit off something down there. Now we're good to go. Still an 0-2 count to Jacob Wetzel. Vargas looking to strand a pair here in the top of the third inning. 0-2 pitch. A number towards first base. Vasquez will pick it up. Wetzel fell down, and Vasquez will just take it himself. Not sure if he just lost his balance or got crossed up on the way out of the box, but he is out. Vasquez takes care of him on the three unassisted, and that is the end of the third inning for Myrtle Beach. 2.5 in the books. Pelicans 2, Green Jackets nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Victor DeJoyo set to lead it off for Augusta in the home half of the third inning. Pelicans 2, Green Jackets nothing. Here in the third game of this series, Green Jackets took the opener on Tuesday, 5-4. Pelicans settled the score yesterday with a 10-5 win. Luke Little in his third inning faces DeJoyo's. First pitch, Hacken fouls it straight back. 0-1 to Victor, making his first start of the series. Cam Zabrowski's caught the first two games, and he has swung the bat well with a pair of big hits. Zabrowski had a three-run homer back on Tuesday, two-run double in the first last night. And now it's DeJoyos who had a nice game his last time out on Saturday. 0-1 pitch is low from Little. Just with a changeup, 1-1. DeJoyos provided the first hit of the night for Augusta back on Saturday against Frank Mazzucato. That came in the fifth inning. As the 1-1 pitch will catch the back door. Another off-speed pitch from Little, 1-2. After three straight walks, loaded the bases. DeJoyos brought them all in with the bases clearing double. That tied the game at 3. 1-2 pitch, a off the end of the background ball to second. Charging Mora, he gloves, fires to first in time to get DeJoyos. Snuck by Little on the mound, but right where Juan Mora was charging. Makes the routine play. One away for Eliezel Stevens. 4-3 on that last put out, if you're keeping track with us. Stevens comes up as the nine hitter. The lone lefty in there against Luke Little. Big windup by Little, then he stops. And that'll be a violation on him. Pitch clock, that is why he stopped. Was going a little slow with that windup, and then he held it up. Buddy Bailey's upset about something. He's out of the dugout to bark at Jalen Goodman. I did not see where the pitch clock was at when he went up on that, but he started his windup, then he stopped. Nothing was called by Goodman until he stopped that motion. So Little will start down 1-0 to Stevens as the pitch is a strike. Pinpoint around the inside corner, 1-1. Now it's back on. Wasn't on during that last pitch. Count even, a ball and a strike. As the pitch to Eliezel is a wave and a miss. Good sweeper away from him, and it's 1-2. Stevens held hitless for the first time as a Green Jacket yesterday, an 0-for, as he was 0-for-4. Otherwise had an 8-game hit streak to start. 1-2. Stevens swings and fouls one into the mitt of Hearn, and that's a strikeout for Little, who completes his first time through the order with 5 strikeouts and just 1 base hit. Royal Vasquez has been the only man who's reached so far, as Little has been nearly perfect to this point. And we'll see if Augusta can get some better swings against him second time through. And Little, a former fourth-round pick back in 2020 in the shortened 5-round MLB draft. First pitch to Quintero, a big chopper fouled on the third base side, 0-1. From San Jacinto Junior College, right before he was selected, he had plans to transfer to South Carolina. Good baseball program. And now building a nice little reputation with the Pelicans. 0-1 pitch is outside, 1-1. That's part of a very deep farm system, especially on the pitching side in the lower levels for the Cubs organization. South Bend has inherited a lot of the good arms that the Pelicans have produced in the early going. Myrtle Beach has thrown 2 no-hitters this year. No other team in the Carolina League has one. They've got a couple. A break-even pitch. Quintero takes one down and in. 2-2. Jumps out of the way a little bit. 2-0 Pelicans here in the bottom of the third. Green Jackets with 2 outs in the inning and nobody on. Quintero had a sharp liner to center his last time up. 2-1 pitch. Checked his swing. Took a wide strike on the outside corner. Quintero jumps out of the box, not a huge fan of the call. Just caught the corner. Ball 2, strike 2. To the switching Quintero as he bats as a right-hander. The pitch. A grounder towards second. Mora moves over. He slides, stops it with a backhand, and gets it over to first. And takes one away from Quintero. That's the second time Quintero's been robbed. Got taken one away by the shortstop Rivero in the first inning on the liner to short. And now it's Juan Mora in the middle who makes the nice play on him. And we're a third of the way home. 2-0 Pelicans on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow, good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Here from SRP Park, Mitchell Speltz with you on the call as Luis Vargas returns to the slab for the Green Jackets as they trail the Pelicans 2-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. It'll be Felix Stevens to get things started against the right-hander. First pitch coming from Luis, fastball fouled back into the wire. Nothing in one. Stevens reached on the fielder's choice back in the second inning on a monumental bouncer over the mound and behind second. Unable to make the play at second as Wetzel just beat the throw there on what looked like could have been a double play ball. They got nobody, and both him and Wetzel came around to score in the inning. Only two runs on the board so far. 0-1 pitch spiked in the dirt. 1-1 to Stevens. A couple doubles yesterday to go along with a walk. Break-even pitch. A half swing. Did he go? They asked down to first. He did not. So that's Charles Welling, 2-1. Native of Cuba is Stevens. Getting a lot of regular time at first base as the 2-1 pitch is down and out, 3-1. Had all of his season last year in Arizona at the Cubs rookie complex. 3-1 is a little down and out. Not a bad spot. Good take by Stevens on a 3-1 pitch, and Vargas ends up walking Stevens to lead off the fourth inning. That's a spot as a pitcher. You'll live there. But it's a tale of two counts. When you're working ahead, that's a great spot. You're going to get a lot of swings and misses on that probably, but when you're down 3-1, that's when Stevens is going to take all the way. Works in his benefit there. One of those that could be called a strike 50-50, but again, it might be a different chase scenario based on the count, and Stevens, as a result, has the free pass. Ethan Hearn bats in. He had a big cut, but he missed the first pitch on a spinner from Vargas. Nothing to one to the catcher for Myrtle Beach. Doubled in a run in his last at-bat, and a sharp double to right center. 0-1 is up and out. Missed with a heater, and the count evens at one apiece. Second time Hearn is caught in this series. Malcolm Quintero caught the opener. Hearn had a two-run single last night, three RBIs in total to go along with that late home run. Break-even pitch out in front, but he fouled it back. Went upstairs to get a fastball about letter high. 1-2. Pelicans come into this game with an average of 251 as a team. Only Charleston is better offensively. They don't strike out a whole lot. Not only do they collect hits, they collect big hits. OPS for them around 750 on the year. That is a strong number for a team as the 1-2 is fouled out of play. Still 1-2. That OPS really signature, or really is a signal of how productive as an offense you're being. Factors in how much you're getting on base, and when you are getting the hits, how much are the extra base variety. Pelicans are near the top of the Carolina League in that department. 1-2. Is on the inside corner, and Vargas rings the bell on Hearn, who is stunned in the box, and he's going to nod his head on the way out. A few words for home plate umpire Jalen Goodman is not quite in agreement with the call, and that is the first out of the inning. Luis Vargas has his third strikeout of the night, and now it's Alejandro Rivero. If there's one player on a team who has maybe the right to argue, it is a catcher. As they're back there the whole game, they know what the strike zone is. First pitch to Rivero is in the dirt. Backhand stopped by to Hoyos, who will ask for a new baseball. Now, catchers know the strike zone pretty well. It's hard to find one who doesn't have good plate discipline. And Hearn kind of held his stance in the box and could not believe that was strike three. It was a good location by Vargas, but another one of those that could have gone either way. 1-0 is going to miss the outside corner. Just missed the edge with the fastball, and it's 2-0 to Rivero, who brought in a run of his own with a sack fly back in the second, capped off that two-run frame for Myrtle Beach. 2-0 pitch, a wave and a miss. Chase ball three as he put it down away. Big cut by Rivero, got the fastball he was looking for, not quite the location, though. 2-1 the count. 2-0 Pelicans here in the top of the fourth inning. Infield is back looking for the double play. Normal depth for the outfielders. 2-1 pitch is cranked to deep left field. Going over on the run is Connor Blair, but this one will get out of play. Quite the distance on that shot for Rivera as he broke his bat on that swing. About a good 20 feet from the wall. Now grab a new bat. It'll be a 2-2 count when Vargas sees him back in the box. As a result, Stevens will take his time getting back to first. Certainly no hurry. And each team currently with just one hit apiece. Pelicans finished the night yesterday with 12 hits, but other than that, it's been tough to come by for hits in this series. Teams combined for 9 on Tuesday. Bats really broke out for the Pelicans in particular in the back stretch of the game. Had a lot of contact early against Rainery Rodriguez and some good hard contact that really didn't find a home until the later innings of his outing. And 5 1/3 yesterday to Rainery. 2-2 pitches, an overthrown fastball in the dirt. De Hoyos takes a look and says it's not scuffed. I'll give it back to Luis. Anything that hits the dirt and generates a little spin with it is typically a done ball for the night. Ball 3, strike 2 to Rivero. Stevens at first, the pitch. A liner to center, charging Mesquita. He'll play this one on a hop as he stops the screamer, and he'll fire back into Francisco Floyd near shortstop, and it's the second hit of the game. Alejandro Rivero barreled that one up right on the screws, back up the middle, and that will bring Mike Steed out of the dugout for the Green Jackets. So first and second now for Myrtle Beach as they've gotten some good at-bats against Vargas here. And got a lot of long ones. His pitch count is at 63 with one out here in the inning. Vargas would love to get through four innings if he can, or I should say five innings. Based on where he is with his pitch count now, five innings reasonable if he's able to straighten things out up until to that point. And if it really wasn't for that key fielder's choice that Stevens hit back in the second, we still might be scoreless here when you consider how the rest of the inning played out. Mike Steve brings in the whole infield, and Vargas is a double play ball away from getting out of this inning. Green Jackets have not turned one yet in this series. Jalen Gibbon will come out to the mound, break up the conference, and all the infielders will depart back to their positions. Pelicans hold a 2-0 lead. They got the 9-hitter at the plate in Scott McKeon, trying to up their advantage even more. Just the third game for McKeon. Picked up a hit yesterday, his second in his brief action. He is 2-for-11. Strikeout earlier in this game. Middle infield shades toward the middle a little bit. First pitch to McKeon. He shows bump, but pulled back on an inside fastball. And so in one, or one ball, no strikes, I beg your pardon. Don't see a lot of managers put on the sack bunt signal anymore. Analytics will tell you, not the best option as it used to be. Doesn't show this time. 1-0 pitch, a wave and a miss. Good breaking ball from Vargas. Stevens the count at one. I've talked to managers in the past about it and asked them, are you a fan of sack bunting? And many have told me they don't even consider it anymore. There are certain spots, of course, but in a spot like this, you'd rather see a batter swing the bat than try and just bunt him over. As the 1-1 pitch is in the dirt, it's knocked off the mask of De Hoyos as it got his glove just barely and hopped off the mask. He tracks it down. Neither runner advances, and it's 2-1. We look at a spot like this. First and second, one out. McKeon bunch, he got second and third. Two outs, if it's successful, of course. Regardless, you need a hit to get both those runners in, or at least one of them. You have better odds, of course, when you have one out. Get you two tries rather than one. 2-1. A liner foul as he turned on it early. That'll make it out of play. 2-2. There are occasions where managers want to employ the sack bunt when you need to get just one run across. Makes sense to get someone in scoring position or 90 feet closer. And a lost art in this game. And the fact of the matter is you see a lot of failed sack bunt attempts now these days. Feels like they're unsuccessful more than they are successful as the pitch is a breaking ball right on the outside corner. And Vargas strikes out McKeon. Pulled out the parachute and stuck the landing right on the edge. And that's the second out of the inning, a big one for Vargas. Has two backwards Ks in the inning, and now back to the top of the order and Juan Mora. Left it up a little bit, but right on the edge. Two gone for Mora. First pitch is just off the inside corner. 1-0. Alex Siegel's up in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. He just started throwing. Once things got out of hand here, probably wouldn't see him in this frame. 1-0 pitch, a pop-up foul, third base side, as that one will sail well out of play. A ball and a strike to Mora. Hit by a pitch in his last at-bat, just an inning ago. Ellicott starting the third time through the order in the fourth inning. Have two hits, two walks, two hit batters. And they will restart the pitch clock, have a little malfunction with that. 18-second timer with runners on base. 14 when there's nobody on, something you're probably going to see in the big leagues next year. 1-1 pitch, down and away, 2-1. Certainly an adjustment for all players at this level with that pitch clock coming into effect at the start of the year, but now that everyone's used to it, it has been quite the success. 2-1 pitch, a wave and a miss. Another good spinner from Vargas, and it's 2-2 to Mora. And that transition, you're into it, and will likely be next year, all indications say, but we'll see. Possibly some other rule changes that Major League Baseball is looking at. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Vargas strikes out the side in the fourth. Gives up a pair of base runners, but they're left out there, and Vargas works himself out of trouble. 3.5 through from North Augusta. Green Jackets trail the Pelicans 2-0 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Luis Vargas strikes out the side in the fourth, leaves a couple Pelicans out there. Now Augusta trying to crack the code on Luke Little here in the bottom half of the inning. First pitch to Francisco Floyd is chopped foul right near the dugout for the Green Jackets. On the third base side, 0-1, 2-0 Myrtle Beach. Here in the bottom of the fourth, Green Jackets with just one hit. 0-1 is a spinner right on the outside corner. Has all three pitches working today, does Luke Little. Big fastball. That slider has worked well on those outside parts of the right-handers. And the changeup. 0-2 pitch is fisted foul. A defensive cut by Floyd to stay alive. As he came right in on him. 0-2 to the Green Jacket shortstop. Just 20 years of age. Good young prospect. Great build for a shortstop. 0-2. A ball just down and out. Well-spotted pitch by Luke Little. Floyd let it go and gets the benefit of it. Ball one, strike two. Normal depth all the way around for Myrtle Beach. 1-2. A swing and a miss. Crossed him up with a confused, puzzled swing that time by Floyd. And Luke Little has his 6th strikeout. He's got big-time strikeout stuff. And now Brandon Mesquita comes to the plate. 6 strikeouts for Little matches his season high. He's done that on a handful of occasions. And a lot of short starts for him. There is a right-hander warming up in the Myrtle Beach bullpen. As a pitch to Mesquita drops in for a strike. Brandon behind in the count. 0-1. Little pitched just 11 innings last year. As the 0-1 pitch is down and in, one ball and one strike. All that came in Arizona. Four starts, five total appearances. And showed off his big strikeout ability there. Had 19 in 11 innings of work. Break-even pitch is inside again, 2-1. And what's been the big difference for Little today is he hasn't walked anyone. That's something that has haunted him on a couple of occasions this year. Not tonight, though. 2-1. It's low and in the dirt. Three balls and a strike. Only has the handful of appearances, two of them to be exact, where he hasn't walked anyone. Now, a guy like Little, big-time stuff. Get him in front of the right coaching staff and you develop him up, he can be a very strong left-handed pitcher, possibly in Chicago someday. 3-1. A liner foul as he screams one in the right field seats. Full count to Mesquita. So plenty of full counts from Little to start this game, but he has been in just about command of everyone he's faced since that point. Best way to not walk hitters is get in front of them. Get them at the mercy of you on the mound when you're up two strikes quickly. 3-2. A grounder to the right side, knocked down by Felix Stevens on a pair of hops. He'll take it to the bag himself. And there are two outs. Well struck off the end, but right in the direction of the first baseman for the Pelicans. And that will be it for Little as he just crossed the 50-pitch threshold. Buddy Bailey is out of the dugout. And that will be the end of the road for the Southpaw, who threw the ball very well tonight. Green Jackets got next to nothing on him. Just one base runner that came on a bunt hit. Mashed the season high with six strikeouts, and we've got a change on the mound. We'll set the new hurdler for you in just a second. 2-0 Pelicans in the bottom of the fourth with two outs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
New hurler for Myrtle Beach's right-hander Jose Miguel Gonzalez, right-hander from the Dominican Republic, making his 20th appearance, has a 6-3 record this year with a pair of saves, 69 strikeouts, just shy of 57 innings for the right-hander, as he will take over to face Brandon Parker with the bases empty. He is in for Luke Little, who will not factor into the decision tonight. Didn't go long enough, but he was A-plus tonight. One of the best starts of the year for Little. That was 3 2/3, and in just over 50 pitches, playing pitch count for him. One hit on a bunt by Braulio Vasquez in the second. Six strikeouts, no walks. Good tip of the cap performance for him tonight. Miguel Gonzalez, first pitch is inside to Brandon Parker. As he gets up in the count, one ball, no strikes. 1-0 pitch is down and away, two balls and no strikes. Third appearance for Gonzalez against the Green Jackets this year. Has allowed just one run in 5 1/3 on three hits. 2-0 the count, big breath by Gonzalez on the mound, 5 on the pitch timer. As a 2-0 pitch to Parker is out in front of one. Pulled the string on him, 2-1 the count. Parker grounded out to the shortstop, Alejandro Rivero in his first at-bat today. Second straight time he's been retired in the series. The 2-1 pitch is hammered to left center, charging in on it is Pagan. He had a good jump, missing it just off the end was Parker. And that will end the inning. So Gonzalez gets the only man he faces as he relieves Luke Little, and we are off to the fifth inning here from SRP Park. 2-0 Pelicans on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
satisfaction guarantee, and yes.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Rains 2-0 Myrtle Beach here in the top half of inning number 5. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park in North Augusta. Luis Vargas will start this inning for the Green Jackets. 74 pitches under his belt entering this frame. First pitch to Parker Chavers is good for a strike as he puts one right on the inside corner. Nothing in one. Chavers 0 for 2 today against Vargas, who works quickly. A one pitch in the dirt, and the count is even. Vargas has allowed just 2 hits, 2 runs have scored. Has stranded 5 in this game. Now in the second inning, he has been strong tonight again as the 0-1 pitch is inside. And it's 2 balls and a strike to Chavers. 3 combined hits in this game. Green Jackets lone knock came on a bunt hit by Braulio Vasquez. 2-1 pitch, left one up there as he missed for the breaking ball. 3-1. Chavers has excellent speed, and considering who's behind him, trying to not lose him here. 3-1 pitch as he whistles one deep to left center field. This one will one hop in front of the track and bounce off the wall. Chavers will cruise into second base with a leadoff double. Vargas fell behind 3-1, threw a good pitch to Chavers, who got every bit of it as he sends one strongly into the left center gap. Third hit tonight for the Pelicans puts a man instantly in scoring position. Master Perez now pacing up and down that dugout. We'll let Vargas let it ride against Pagana as Alex Siegel continues to warm up in the pen for the Green Jackets. And Vargas once again with a runner behind him quickly. Trying to work back against Pagan. Pagan is 0-2 in the ballgame today. First pitch to the 3-hitter is low. Back foot slider missed by Vargas. Quiet series for Pagan so far. Has reached just a couple of times. Walked in the opener. Got ejected last night. 1-0 pitch. A fly ball foul as he turned on it down the right field side. But quite early. Not a play. 1-1. Got the minor league player of the month in June for the Cubs. And Ezekiel Pagan, a guy who's put together a strong season for Myrtle Beach. 1-1 pitch, a number foul down the left field side, and this one was fair for second, but then foul on third base side territory up along grass. 1-2. Thought for a second that hit off his front foot, but that actually did not hit him, stayed in play. I mentioned this back on Tuesday's broadcast. Pagan's put together such a good season, but you don't hear much about it. It's been a lot of Pete Crow Armstrong, who's now in South Bend at the High A Club, Kevin Alcantara, and the prospect that he has become, and considering how many good young players are on this team that have that prospect label, you almost forget about a guy like Pagan as the 1-2 pitch is pulled foul. And the center fielder remains a 1-2 count on him. And 9 home runs, 48 driven in. He's been on the team since opening day. Began the year as their center fielder to start. Kerr Armstrong or Alcantara did not play in that opening series. 1-2 pitch, popped up. Third base side into left. Coming in on it is Blair. He'll make the catch in fair ground. As Quintero was also in the neighborhood. That's the first out of the inning. Kind of getting that in-between zone. Who was going to catch it? And Connor Blair had a much easier play on it. Second put out for him here tonight. One away now for Kevin Alcantara, the cleanup hitter. 2-0 Pelicans here in the top half of inning number five. Vargas trying to muscle his way through five innings. First pitch coming to Alcantara, down and away. 0-1 today. Alcantara worked a walk his last time up. Has been a part of a big power surge for the Pelicans against the Green Jacket pitchers this year. 1-0 is down and away. Another slider down and off the plate. Alcantara doesn't bite on it. Has gone after that pitch a couple times in this series. And the Pelicans have 12 home runs against the Green Jackets this year. This is the 14th time they've played, but all the home runs for Myrtle Beach have come in this ballpark. They did not hit any in the six-game set in Myrtle Beach. 2-0 pitch, a hard liner to the right side. Morton moves over back near the track, charges it, makes the catch. He's got a big arm, throws going all the way there, but it's wide. And Quintero stops it before it gets to the wall. Now, Contra, I think, thought for a second that was going to be foul. Had a lot of slice to it, but Morton had it lined up right by the warning track near the wall. And Esther Perez is going to make a change here. He is out of the dugout with Vargas at 86 pitches. They're going to bring in Alex Siegel to face the left-hander in Jacob Wetzel. But a good outing for Vargas. Gave him just the two runs in the second. A couple of high pitch at-bats worked up that pitch count. And a guy who would love to get this final out in the inning here. Pitch clock count will just not allow it, though. But a good outing nonetheless. Alex Siegel going to try and get that final out for him. And a tip of the cap performance to the crowd as he gets a nice ovation on the way out. Nice work by Vargas. 2-0 Pelicans. Siegel enters with a runner at third and two outs. And Jacob Wetzel coming up on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Alex Siegel takes over for the Green Jackets. He is going to relieve Luis Vargas with two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. 4 2/3 tonight for Vargas. Siegel comes in to work for the sixth time this year with the Green Jackets. Start of the year in the Florida Complex League, rehabbing from an injury that wiped out his entire 2021 season. And the southpaw from Wichita State and Scottsdale, Arizona, will come in to face the lefty Jacob Wetzel. So Nestor Perez makes the change. Right when he gets that lefty-lefty matchup, trying to keep the deficit at two runs. An additional run stands at third, 90 feet away, in Parker Chavers, who doubled to start this inning. A consecutive outs from Vargas against Pagan, and Alcantara gets him an avenue for Siegel, where he just needs to get one out to keep a 2-0 deficit in hand. That's what comes up today, 0-1. Three hits for the Pelicans, one for Augusta, 2-0 edge for Myrtle Beach here in the third game of this series. Yeah, Siegel toes the rubber on the third base side. Nobody holding on. Chavers over at third. It's Quintero plays even with the grass. First pitch coming to Wetzel is a little off the plate. Just missed with a fastball from Siegel. One ball, no strikes. 22nd round pick by Atlanta. Siegel, the 24-year-old left-hander. 1-0 pitch is inside this time. Missed with a heater. Two balls, no strikes. Siegel is just one of two lefties on the Green Jackets roster. Him and Sam Strickland are the only two southpaws. Strickland pitched the opener of this series and picked up a win on Tuesday. Siegel working exclusively out of the bullpen. 2-0 is on the inside corner. Right around the knees. 2-1. Good location on that pitch. Trying to keep Chavers stranded at third. He can get about as big of a lead as he wants over there. Quintero a good 15 feet off the bag. 2-1. A swing and a miss. Ambushed him down and in. Tried to crank one, but Siegel got it by him. Got a good fastball. 2-2. Got Felix Stevens on deck, who's had a great series. Siegel trying to win his matchup against the left-hander. 2-2 pitch. And down he goes. Wiped him out with a breaking ball. Swung through as it swept off the plate, and Siegel takes care of business and gets the final out of the fifth inning. Gets the job done after going down 2-0 early. Gets three consecutive strikes, and we're halfway home from SRP Park. Green Jackets trail the Pelicans 2-0 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Still a 2-0 game in favor of the Pelicans here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Green Jackets now working against the bullpen for Myrtle Beach. Luke Little 3 2/3 today. As the Pelicans starter gave up just the bunt hit. Caden Morton against Jose Miguel Gonzalez, I beg your pardon. First pitch, a swing and a miss by Morton. And 0-1. Gonzalez got the final out of the last inning as he got Brandon Mosqueda to ground out to first. I should say Brandon Parker retired him to end the inning. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, and Morton is down 0-2. A fly out to center, ended the frame. And our first full work for Gonzalez. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Quick work of Morton as he strikes him out on three pitches. And there's one away in the Green Jacket fifth inning.
First baseman, Romeo Vasquez.
Is it a Pelican pitching staff that has dominated the league, but in particular has handled this Green Jackets offense fairly well to this point? Augusta is hitting just .186 entering play today against Myrtle Beach. First pitch coming to Vasquez. A big chopper towards third. It's gloved by the third baseman McKeon. Got to hurry, and he airmails the throw to first. Vasquez will just hold up there as it's out of play, and he'll get second base. Vasquez has both hits as he chopped this one over the top of McKeon, who was playing in. He was still able to glove it, but threw it off balance and not close. He'll pick up an error on that play because it went into the seats.
Left fielder, Connor Blair.
So now the first run of the game for Augusta stands in scoring position. First time they've gotten a man there today. That's because it's just their second base runner. And as mentioned, both base runners are him. So Connor Blair comes up as the tying run. A single and an E5 on the Pelicans on that last play. Blair struck out against Luke Little back in the second. Gets his first bout with Jose Miguel Gonzalez. Good speed at second. And Vasquez, first pitch coming to Connor, is inside. Crossed up his catcher. Caught it awkwardly as he popped out of his stance. Got Vasquez at second, so the cross-up is certainly something you're not that you will see from time to time. Just a bit mix up and got a breaking ball and it looked like he was looking for a fastball. 1-0 pitch is a fastball inside, 2-0. That's why you see a lot of the pitchers down at the big league level use the PitchCom system. You have the hat with the listening device where the catcher with his device on the shin guard relays what he wants to the pitcher, and when those signs need to be put down. Speeds up the game by a tick, and you avoid the risk of sign stealing. 2-0. Blair a swing and a miss. Chase the breaking ball down and away. 2-1. Gonzalez rushed that delivery just a little bit. Had two on the timer when he let that go. That clock stops once you enter your throwing motion. That's when they turn it off. 2-1 the count. Vasquez at second. The pitch home. A swing and a miss. Same pitch and a same swing from Blair. Trying to get a piece of that good breaking ball from Gonzalez. It's 2-2. A 2-0 lead for Myrtle Beach here in the bottom of the fifth. It's a 2-0 deficit, but the way the Pelicans have pitched tonight, it feels a little larger than that. Don't want to fall behind by more, certainly. 2-2. Breaking ball popped up foul as he left it up in the zone. Blair will get a piece, and we'll see another pitch. Pelicans enter this game. They have won 8 of the 13 meetings, 8-5 record against the Green Jackets. Also had a 3-game win streak against Myrtle Beach snapped yesterday. On the final two games of the last series here, it took the opener of this one. 2-2. It's high. Snagged by Hearn. The count is full. With Victor DeJoyo is waiting next. Big swinging catcher. Now he might come up with a little adrenaline pumping if Blair's able to get on for him. Gonzalez looking for another strikeout. 3-2 pitch. A fly ball to the left, retreating on his Chavers to the warning track, right at the wall, and he makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Vasquez will tag. He'll get to third standing up as Blair just missed one off the end. Had some carry to it. Chavers knew it right away, and right up against that wall, able to make the catch to exactly where he was. Comfortable the whole time. And there are two away for DeJoyos as the first run for Gus is now 90 feet away. Now Blair's shown power at times. A lot of his home runs have come to left field, and that one missed by about 5 feet. A good catch by Chavers, and certainly a nice play nonetheless in a visiting ballpark. Working against the dimensions. First pitch to DeJoyos in the dirt. Good scoop up by Hearn. It was a good defensive catcher as DeJoyos gets up in the count. Most pitches in the dirt are going to stay well within his grasp. Tough to move up on those. He also has a good throwing arm. DeJoyos ahead in the count, 1-0. Gonzalez kicks and throws, and he missed in the dirt. That one will squeak underneath him. He can't find it, but it didn't go too far behind where Vasquez could move up. If Braulio knows Hearn's got a tough time finding that, he's going to try and score on that, no question. Problem is, you look back to home, and you have no idea, number one, where the ball is. And it could be a matter of seconds until he finds it. You have to be running as soon as that's in the dirt to score on a play like that. But Hearn, for about 2-3 seconds, did not know where the ball was. Only about 3 feet behind him. DeJoyos is now ahead 2-0 on a pair of pitches in the dirt from Gonzalez. And the pitch here is fouled off the chest protector, maybe the bottom of the mask for Hearn. DeJoyos took a healthy cut, 2-1. Victor still to this day might have the best offensive performance by a single Green Jacket this year. Has only had a handful of starts, spent a good portion of the season in Gwinnett on the development list. AAA club of Atlanta. 2-1 the count. The pitch is a strike. Dropped a bender in there. 2-2. DeJoyos had a 5-hit game. The only Green Jacket to do so this year at the end of April against Delmarva. Finished a triple shot of the cycle. 2 singles, 2 doubles. And also had a 3-run homer in that game. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. Gonzalez struck him out with a breaking ball, and that will end the inning. Vasquez gets left at third base, and we are through five here from SRP Park. Still 2-0 Pelicans on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Mitchell Speltz with you from North Augusta, SRP Park. Game 3 between the Green Jackets and Pelicans, currently in favor of the visiting Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 2-0 their lead is for Alex Siegel, who is out for his first full inning on the mound. The final out for Luis Vargas in the fifth. He struck out Jacob Wetzel in the inning. Felix Stevens will lead it off against the southpaw from Scottsdale, Arizona. A nice little reliever in the bullpen upon his return from the 60-day injured list. First pitch coming to Stevens. A big chopper foul right into the dugout for Augusta. Snagged by the hitting coach, Connor Nairn. 0-1 to Stevens. Reached out a fielder's choice and a walk in this game. That's been a tough out for the Green Jacket pitchers. 0-1 is a strike on the outside corner. 0-2. Final line today for Luis Vargas. Currently on the hook for the loss. 4 2/3. 3 hits, 2 runs. Both were earned. Struck out 5 with 2 walks. 0-2 is down and away. Missed with a big fastball to Siegel. 1-2. Good outing for Vargas. Now see if his bullpen and his offense can help him out a little bit here. Siegel trying to get Stevens. 1-2. A bouncing ball to short on 2 hops. Charging is Floyd. He gloves, fires at the wide throw. Did Vasquez get the tag? He did. Took him down the first base line near home plate, but just able to catch and put a tag on Stevens, who was coming right at him. And that's the first out of the inning. That's a dangerous play. A matter of fact, Vasquez got banged up on one of those in the last series in Columbia. On a ball that just trickled in front of home plate with a runner coming at him, had a slight collision where a runner from Columbia hit that glove hand. Hurt his wrist where he was on the shelf for a few days, but back in the lineup here tonight. First pitch coming to Ethan Hearn. Inside, turned the shoulder, nearly got hit by one. Worked him inside with a breaking ball, 1-0. Those are dangerous ones, even ones where you try and slap on a tag. Just the way you put it on, and sometimes it almost works as a revolving door where it can do some big damage to your wrist, even that elbow area as well. 1-0 pitch is a buckler that missed down and away, 2-0. Max Muncy of the Dodgers probably had the worst of that kind of play last year in the final series of the year. Got his elbow caught on a runner coming at him and had some major damage to that elbow, but he's worked his way back to a good Dodgers team as the 2-0 pitch is a swing and a miss since 2-1. Got a piece of that one, did Hearn into the mitt of his counterpart, De Hoyos. It's a risky play, and you put it on the line, trying to put a tag on a runner coming full speed at you. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, pulled the string. Excellent changeup from Siegel, 2-2. Green Jackets trail the Pelicans 2-0 in this game. Still certainly within reach. pitching, trying to hold down Myrtle Beach, who has just three hits today. They've drawn a couple of walks with a pair of hit batters as well. Here's the 2-2. A little wave and a bouncer up the middle. There's Floyd behind second. He'll flip to first, and that's an easy play of Hearn. And there are two gone on 2-6-3 putouts. Little butcher boy swing that time from Hearn. Not great contact on it. Got past Siegel, and with a little shift on, had Floyd in the right position to make that play. He was very sound defensively, and plays with a lot of confidence out there. Two gone for Alejandro Rivero. First pitch is a bullseye. As Siegel gets ahead of the shortstop. Rivero's been productive in his first two at-bats. A sacrifice fly that scored a run and a single. 0-1 pitch. A wave and a miss. Siegel's got it going right now. That changeup's been a good pitch. And it has become, for a lot of pitchers in the game of baseball this day, a lethal one. No harm on the arm. You throw just like you do a fastball. Not like a slider or a curveball where you got to try and spin out of the hand, and that's where you get that stress on the elbow, especially with sliders and splitters these days. 0-2 pitch. A fastball, got a piece of it as he fouls it off the glove to Hoyos. Remains 0-2. There's a lot of guys in this day and age who have a great fastball changeup combination. There's really two ways to have a good changeup. Number one is having good movement on it. Devin Williams is a good example of that. Or just have a great fastball and a good velocity difference. 0-2 pitch served up towards short. It's past the outstretched glove of Floyd and into left field. Had a great jump, but just a little shaded towards second where he wasn't able to get there. And it's a base hit for Rivero. His second of the night. It's a multi-hit performance for Rivero. And he continues for Scott McKeon. Still 2-0 Myrtle Beach as Siegel looks to work around that two-out hit. At the very least here, Pelicans will clear the nine spot as long as Rivero doesn't get caught on the bases here. It's been a good pitching battle tonight. Two teams that pitch the ball very well this year. First pitch coming to McKeon, a cut and a miss, 0-1. Green Jackets starters have been a key focal point from this year. J.J. Niekro, who was perhaps the best starter in the league until he was promoted. Numbers would show how well he threw this year with his ERA, his strikeouts. 0-1, a check swing. It's a strike anyway, 0-2. He earned the well on promotion. So did Royber Salinas, who was the opening day starter for Augusta. He's also now on that prospect list. Top 30 by MLB Pipeline, the Braves system. He had one of the best Green Jacket pitching performances early in the early season back in April. 0-2 pitch, and McKeon strikes out on three pitches. Got him swinging with a changeup, and Siegel leaves the two-out hit by Rivero at first base. And we head to the bottom of the sixth. Green Jackets trying to get the bats going. Down 2-0 still on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch. Got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here, at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Jack Pelicans trying to ignite the bats here in the bottom of the sixth. Pelicans 2, Green Jackets nothing here in the third game of this series. A well-pitched effort so far by Myrtle Beach. Eliezel Stevens will start it off 9-1-2. That's Jose Miguel Gonzalez. First pitch is down and into Stevens. One ball, no strikes. Good inning in the third for Alex Siegel. Juan Mateo is getting hot in the bullpen for the Green Jackets. He'll likely have the seventh. As a pitch to Stevens, runs up and in. 2-0 the count. Augustus has just two base runners in this game. Both Braulio Vasquez has both hits. Otherwise, everyone else has been out. 2-0 is down and in. And Stevens is up 3-0 against Gonzalez. The guy who struck the ball well probably has the green light if he likes it. Green Jackets just looking for a base runner, though. 3-0 is on the inside corner. Took it all the way. That's 3-1. Stevens, a strikeout victim in his first at-bat, back in the third. 3-1. A high fly to right center. Going back, Pagan, warning track, and it is off the top of the wall and straight away center. Stevens around second. He's headed for third. Throw's coming in, and it'll get there on a couple of bounces. A leadoff three-bagger for Eliezel Stevens, and Augusta's in instant business. Hit that one to the deepest part of the ballpark. Fool me for a second. Looked like that was heading to right center. But hit that one right on the screws. If that's anywhere else, that's a home run. And Stevens struck the barrel on that one. He ends up 90 feet away for the top of the order. Just missed the batter's eye. That would have been a home run otherwise. And now it's Geraldo Quintero. First run of the game now once at third again. Green Jackets got Vasquez there last inning with two outs. Stevens there with nobody out. First pitch to Quintero is a good pitch. Right on the inside corner, knee high. On a hook from Gonzalez, and it's 0-1. Third hit for the Green Jackets. First from a man not named Braulio Vasquez. 0-1. Quintero bounces it to first. This will get the run home. Playing it is Stevens. He'll tag first. In the score is Stevens. And it's 2-1. Augusta inches one run closer. Good small ball to get in Stevens as Quintero put the ball in play. Infield was playing back. They were going to let Stevens score for the out. And the Green Jackets will certainly take that trade off. Shutout is broken. Deficit cut in half. And now it's Francisco Floyd. RBI number 41 for Geraldo Quintero. The pitch to Floyd, a swing and a miss. Starts him with a changeup, 0-1. Gonzalez's 0-1 pitch is down in the dirt underneath the backhand of Ethan Hearn with nobody on. One ball, one strike. In a game like this where runs are tough to come by for both teams, gotta take them any way you can get them. 1-1. Floyd stepped out but took a strike on a pitch that was coming inside on him. Didn't have a great read on it. Down the count, 1-2. He's quickly back in there. 1-2. Breaking ball, foul back. Took a big step towards that one. Trying to take some hefty hack out there. Trying to put a good swing on one. Trying to put himself aboard. Has the tied run here in the top of the sixth. Or bottom of the sixth. Check that. As Augustus now within a run, it's 2-1 Pelicans. A 1-2 pitch. A swing and a deep drive to left. Francisco Floyd has tied the game up at 2. His first home run evens the game. The Pelicans say that's a foul ball. Buddy Bailey's coming out of the dugout. Floyd watched it. He says it's out. He makes his trot around the bases. A solo home run has tied us up at 2 in the sixth inning. Buddy Bailey talking with the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, who made the home run signal. It was his call on it. Bailey's trying to get help from Charles Wellman, but the question is, did he have a better look on it to tell you that that was a foul ball? I don't think he's going to. Considering where he's standing near first, I don't see a way he can say this is overturned. At the left fielder, Parker Chavers, along with the third baseman and Scott McKeon, said that was foul. But this is going to stand a solo home run for Francisco Floyd, and we are tied at 2. Certainly had the distance. Stayed just fair enough. And we are tied at two. So a leadoff triple, and now a home run helps Augusta manufacture a pair of runs here on the first bomb by Floyd. And now Mesquita with the bases empty. First pitch is low, 1-0. It was one of those I kind of lost, not sure where it ended up. Certainly, again, had the distance on it. 1-0 pitch. Mesquita fights one off, foul to the right side, 1-1. But the thing of it is, with the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, calling that a home run, of course, he's not going to overturn himself. Not without a definitive replay look, which is not available at this level. As the 1-1 pitch is low in the dirt, 2-1. It's just hard to see a situation where a first base umpire would have a better look at that. The only way you can tell if that's fair if you're looking straight down the line. 2-1. A wave and a foul to the right side, 2-2. And those are where those big hats from Francisco Floyd pay dividends. Got that one straight on the barrel. Ball two, strike two. The pitch from Gonzalez is outside. 3-2 the count. Bullpen quiet for Myrtle Beach as Gonzalez has been thrown well up to this point. Green Jackets have gotten some good swings on him, though. Get the triple, the RBI ground out, then the home run by Floyd. And now Mesquita trying to get on for the first time. 3-2. A wave and a miss. Got a chase ball four on an excellent breaking ball down and away. And Mesquita's the second out of the Green Jackets sixth.
Designated hitter, Archer, clean cleanup hitter, Brandon Parker.
And now up comes Brandon Parker. See if he can bring back his home run form here. Got two of them yesterday. Base is empty, two outs. First pitch, Bender misses down and away. One ball, no strikes. As Juan Mateo continues to get loose in the bullpen, all indications say he'll have the seventh for Augusta. 1-0, a wave and a miss. Good changeup from Gonzalez, evens the count at one. Now to go after one, down and away. Infield straight up, playing back for Myrtle Beach. Same with the outfield. 1-1 pitch, down and out again. Trying to work that outside park to Parker, along with most of these right-handers in there tonight for Augusta. Everything even on the board. Two runs, four hits, and an error. Left on base, maybe a little different story there. 2-1. A foul right behind home. 2-2. Pelicans through their first six innings. They have stranded a total of seven runners. Augusta, two. These runners have been minimal prior to this inning. Have doubled their hit column in this inning alone. 2-2 pitch. Parker swings and misses. Struck him out with a breaking ball, and that will retire the side, but Augusta ties it. Eliezel Stevens scores on a ground out by Quintero, and Francisco Floyd ties it with a homer. To the seventh we go. Brand new game. Tied at two on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Final third of the game here from SRP Park. We've got a good one tied up at two as the Green Jackets put two on the board in the bottom of the sixth to square us all up. Juan Mateo enters for Augusta to face the top of the order for the Pelicans, starting with Juan Mora. First pitch fastball missed inside from the flamethrower. One ball, no strikes. 23rd appearance for Mateo. Only Rob Griswold's made more for the Green Jackets this year out of the pen. Mateo works exclusively from the stretch. 1-0 pitch, a slider, good for a strike. Pinpoint location right on the outside part. One ball, one strike. Mateo 4-2 in relief this year, has three saves on the year. 30 Ks in just under 32 innings. 1-1 pitch, a broken bat, chopper fouled on the third base side. Check that, not broken. Had that sound to it though, 1-2. Foul ball stands though. Now Mateo's got a fastball that is in the upper 90s, throws that consistently, but it's the slider that is a key pitch for him. He throws that for strikes, he is going to get into a groove as a top-notch reliever. 1-2, fastball spiked in the dirt, no chance for DeJoyos to stop that one. Goes for the backstop, 2-2 to Mora, who's batting for the fourth time in this game. Both the runs for the Pelicans came in the second. Augusta got there, 2 in the sixth. That takes Luis Vargas off the hook for tonight. 2-2 pitch. A foul ball. Left the slider up, and Mora just got a piece of it. Sends it back into the netting. As Mateo will get set for another pitch to Juan Mora. Mateo with an ERA of 2.87 on the year. Making his fourth appearance against the Pelicans. Has two saves against him of his three. 2-2 pitch is a little in. Mateo just missed with a breaking ball. Looked like Jalen Goodman thought about it. Now Mateo just missed. Tried to get him with the slider. Looked like Mora got crossed up a little bit on it, but watched it go by for ball three. Full bolt now to the second baseman. Here's the payoff pitch. A pop-up foul to the right side. That one will reach the seats. We'll try it again. Pitch number seven coming up to Mora. Now a batting average, 280 on the year. Five home runs. One of those did come against the Green Jackets here a couple months ago. Three and two the count. Mateo takes a breath and delivers. A bouncing ball towards third, charging Quintero. He has it, fires it up, and a dart to first is in time to get Mora. Just got there in front of Francisco Floyd. Easier play for Quintero, who's moving towards the bag at first. Low throw, right on target though. One away on the 5-3 put out to start the seventh inning. Now it is Parker Chavers. Mateo trying to bridge this to the bottom half of the inning, still tied. Green Jackets will have Morton Vasquez and Blair due up in their half of the inning. Chavers doubled his last time up. First pitch is in there. All right, down the chute, 0-1. Chavers doubled his last time up. That was against Luis Vargas. Final hit that Luis allowed tonight. Of just the four he gave up. 0-1 pitch, a liner that's going to slice its way foul and out of play on the left field side. 0-2. Now Mateo's got the fastball. That can beat a lot of hitters. Relies a lot on it. The hitters at this level, they know that's coming. They can time it up. Got to locate it. 0-2. Fastball missed in the dirt. One bite on it. 1-2. That's the key part about this level of baseball. That velocity can take you far in the game if you can control it, which he does pretty well. That's when you get the complimentary slider, changeups, curveball types of pitches to go along with that, and you command that as well. That's when you become that good back-end reliever. 1-2. A foul again. Chavers spoils one. Back into the seats. Still 1-2 on the left fielder for the Pelicans in a 2-2 game here in the top of the seventh. Pull shift is on for him. Third base side is wide open. Green Jackets expect Chavers to pull it the other way. 1-2. A bouncer to second base. Eliezel Stevens has a routine opportunity, and he'll put away Chavers. A nice, easy, big hop to him. Moved over laterally towards first. A couple of steps. Two up, two down on a pair of bouncers. And now it's Ezekiel Pagan with the bases empty. Mateo in the driver's seat trying to get through Pagan. Have Kevin Alcantara lead off the eighth inning if all goes right for him. First pitch to Pagan is in there. Sticks the landing on a breaking ball as the slider goes right down the middle, just above the knees. No balls and a strike. The pitch. A wave and a miss. Had a big cut at that slider again. Nearly dropped into a knee. And they tried to golf one out of here. 0-2. And now it's a guessing game up there. Mateo's throwing two straight sliders. Does Pagan think he's going to get a third in a row, or does Mateo try and gas him up? 0-2 pitch. Gets the fastball, but he missed low. Overthrew it. 1-2. And it's a difference maker for Juan when that slider is going where he wants it to. Hitters can't sit on the fastball knowing that slider is in his back pocket. Ball one, strike two. Mateo deals, and he got a ball outside. Again, looked like Goodman thought about a slider that just missed the back door. Had a little flinch to it. De Hoyos tried to sell it, but it does not go in Mateo's favor. It looked like a little outside. Kind of caught it a little awkwardly. 2-2 the count now. Here's the pitch. And this one's lined to the left. This one is going to fall in front of Connor Blair for a base hit. As he muscles it the other way, Blair loses his balance, and Pagan's headed for second. The throw will come there late. And Ezekiel Pagan never stopped running, and he makes it to second base. That's going to be a hit for sure. Might even be an error on Connor Blair, who let it get under his glove. It was stationary sitting behind him. Now Pagan saw that and forced him to make a throw. It was a good one, but he was not there in time. So Pagan's in scoring position now for the man you want to play if you're the Pelicans and Kevin Alcantara. Hitless tonight. While Mateo does have first base open, you can be careful with him. First pitch coming to him is in the dirt. That'll hop off the mask of De Hoyos. Nobody covering home for a second, and Pagan thinks about going all the way in, and he'll just stop at third. So now a wild pitch will get that runner home. As De Hoyos frustrated with himself, and out comes Mike Steed, who can sense the frustration from both him and Mateo. The two thought they had strike three on the 2-2 pitch to Ezekiel Pagan. They did not. Pagan then muscles the base hit the opposite way, ends up at second base on what was, I believe, going to be an error. They still haven't made a call on that. Connor Blair in left field. And now he just took third on a wild pitch. And the whole infield will come in to talk amongst themselves as Mateo, De Hoyos, and Steed talk with one another. It's a big spot here. Augusta just tied the game in the last half inning. And now they're trying to snatch it back here in the top of the seventh inning. Next pitch for Mateo will be his 20th, and they have given Connor Blair an error on that last play. And right now, that could be decisive if Alcantara is able to get him in. And Pagan's an aggressive base runner as well. He might be trying to jump on anything that jumps in the dirt. 1-0 pitch. A fastball inside, 2-0. And it also might affect the way he selects his pitches out there as well. Now that you got a runner at third, that's the go-ahead man. You might not take a risk with the slider. The fastball has been one he's overthrown quite a bit tonight as well. The 2-0 pitch is low in the dirt. 3-0. Might be pitching around Alcantara here. He'll have the green light here if it's good. See if Mateo gives him a good one to hit. And now there's that extra sense of caution on the mound as a pitcher trying to avoid that ball in the dirt. 3-0. A swing and a liner to left. That's a base hit that puts the Pelicans on top. As Kevin Alcantara strikes again, as Pagan will score. Swinging away 3-0, had the green light full throttle, and he gets it by Francisco Floyd at short, and the Pelicans are right back in front. Left one up there, and that is where that base hit earned by Pagan. And his maneuver around the bases comes back to haunt Augusta. Alcantara now at first, Jacob Wetzel the batter, and a parachute slider drops in for a strike. The good teams make you pay. And Myrtle Beach is the dictionary definition of a good team, as the 0-1 pitch is low, 1-1. Better yet, a great team. Mateo trying now to just limit the damage to just one run here in the sixth inning, or the seventh inning, check that. Break even pitch. Wetzel pops it into the air. Right field. Lazy pop for Caden Morton, who is underneath it. Makes the catch, and the side is retired. But two out damage by the Pelicans. A hit by Wetzel and a 3-0 base hit for Kevin Alcantara. Catapults Myrtle Beach back in front 3-2 as we stretch from SRP Park on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Green Jackets back down by one. A 2-out, 3-0 base hit for Kevin Alcantara puts the Pelicans in front 3-2. And now it's Jose Miguel Gonzalez out there once again. He's dealt 2 1/3 so far. Green Jackets got two on him in the last inning. Caden Morton leads off. Big cut and a miss to start off the seventh for Augusta. Morton 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. One of them was against Gonzalez in the fifth, who got him on three pitches. 0-1 this time is a ball down and away. One bite on the breaking ball. One ball and a strike. Green Jackets trying to get that leadoff man on as they look to come back, tie, or perhaps take the lead. Down one with 9 outs to work with. 1-1 pitch out in front of another good slider from Gonzalez. Who points back to home. He is waving at Braulio Vasquez from behind home to go closer to the on-deck area. Stands there quite a bit. Gonzalez is the first one that says, give me a little bit more room, please, which he's entitled to. 1-2. A bouncing ball. That is a foul just behind the bag at third. Now Kanan still whips it over to first anyway as Morton was running down the line with the bat. He thought that was going to be foul the whole way. Still 1-2. Trying to work a good battle against Gonzalez, who was just shy of 50 pitches in this relief outing. He picked up Luke Little, the starter, who was fantastic tonight for the Pelicans. Allowing pretty much nothing through his three-plus innings of work. 1-2, a swing and a miss. A big fastball from Gonzalez strikes out Morton, and there is one away. Third consecutive strikeout for Gonzalez going back to the last inning. He has punched out 5 altogether. And now Braulio Vasquez with 1 out and the base is empty. First pitch from Gonzalez, a high fastball. He swung through. Looked like he was committed to swinging on that first pitch and got one well above the letters. Vasquez will call for time to restrap the batting gloves after that big cut. 0-1 to the Green Jacket first baseman. 2 for 2 today with a pair of singles. Tries to bunt, and he went right through it. We have an awkward attempt at it as he stabbed at it with one hand. 0-2. First time Vasquez has been down in a count. Has worked ahead in his previous two at-bats. 0-2. It's in the dirt. Good scoop up by Hearn. We'll get a new baseball, and it's 1-2. Vasquez has half of the Green Jacket hits today. Now he's put together an outstanding month of July. Has seen a lot of regular playing time. With Backstrom's injury, he's back from it now. Yeah, the pitch is outside. Two balls and two strikes. This month for Vasquez, batting a very cool 358. 19 hits this month. 2-2. A swing and a miss. This time, though, Gonzalez strikes him out. In good command, he has struck out the last four Green Jacket hitters. Bases remain empty for Connor Blair. Open quiet for the Pelicans is all Jose Miguel Gonzalez, who has certainly been in cruise control for most of the night. Gave up a triple and a homer last inning. As a result, two runs came in to score. Only two hits he's allowed. First pitch to Blair, a swing and a miss, 0-1. And check that, gave up three hits. As Hearn got hit on the backswing, I believe, on the swing by Blair. Took that one on the shoulder, it looked like. Jalen Goodman will get Gonzalez a new baseball, I beg your pardon. And we'll wipe out the plate to give him that extra second. Nothing to one to Blair as Gonzalez looks to strike out the side for the first time. His punch out total now into six. The 0-1, a swing and a miss. Another good breaking ball. He's got it all going right now. All strikeouts and outing from this year is seven, and he's done it twice. One more here, it'll be a three-timer. Both occasions were against the Delmarva Shorebirds. 0-2. It's too low. Blair wouldn't bite on the off-speed pitch. 1-2. Trying to extend this inning for Victor De Hoyos. It's been a night where the Pelicans have not issued any free passes. A lot of strikes. 1-2 pitch. A bouncing ball foul above the dugout on the third base side for Augusta. 1-2. Between Little and Gonzalez tonight, they've combined for 12 strikeouts. No walks from either one. Big part of that is they're getting ahead of a lot of counts. Complete inverse of what it's been the first two games of this series. 19 walks in the first two games for the Pelicans. 1-2 pitch, spiked in the dirt, 2-2. Certainly helps pitchers go deeper into ball games when you're not walking anybody. In addition to that, helps get the confidence going as well. You know you're working the strike zone in all parts. Ball two, strike two to Blair with two outs. Left fielder for Augusta looking for a big knock here. The pitch is high. And the count fills up to Connor Blair. Another three ball count. We've seen a handful of them tonight, but none of them have resulted in a free pass. Connor Blair maybe trying to work for the first. Just trying to get on. 3-2, a swing and a foul. Was it caught? And they will say yes, it was. Hearn picked up the foul ball, and Jose Miguel Gonzalez strikes out the side in the seventh inning. He has struck out the last five Green Jackets. He's matched his season high with seven punchouts, and we head to the eighth. 3-2 Pelicans on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at Huawei.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Green Jacket. It's down 3-2, top of the eighth inning from SRP Park. Juan Mateo is going to have a second inning on the mound. Mitchell Speltz with you from North Augusta. It has been a good battle here in the third game of this series. Pelicans just retook the lead an inning ago, trying to add to it here. Juan Mateo against Felix Stevens. First pitch grounded up the middle, moving over Floyd. He's there, takes his time, and will fire out to first to get Floyd. Or to get Stevens, I beg your pardon, as Floyd throws him out. Had a tough time getting that out of his glove for a second, but able to make a strong throw. Saw Stevens wasn't running all that hard down the line. One pitch, one out for Mateo here in the eighth inning. Second consecutive at bat where Felix Stevens has rolled over on one to Floyd, who's having another good night. And now Ethan Hearn with one out in the inning. Got a nice crowd on hand. Augusta trying to gift them with a comeback before some fireworks tonight. And the pitch to Hearn is a swing and a miss. Dropped a breaking ball down and in, and he swung over the top of 0-1. Got a purple and orange edition of fireworks following the game tonight on a Thursday. Got a good crowd on hand for it. 0-1 pitch. A breaking ball pulled foul by Hearn down the first base side. And the left-handed hitting catcher is down on the count, 0-2 to Juan Mateo. Juan got the first two guys of the last inning on a pair of groundouts, but then base hits by Pagan and Alcantara with two outs helped the Pelicans manufacture for the time being the go-ahead run. No balls, two strikes. Mateo's pitch is too low. Hasn't been able to get that fastball up enough. A lot of takes on that low heater from Mateo. That's a pitch normally you want to put around letter to shoulder high when you have, especially, you know, two count on a hitter. Got a lot of low misses with the heater tonight. Now that slider's worked very well for him. See if he goes to it here against lefty Hearn. Count is 1-2 with the Green Jackets down a run here in the eighth inning. 1-2. A wave and a foul ball. Defensive swing by Hearn as he stayed in there on a fastball. Not what he was looking for, trying to get a mistake from Mateo. 29-year-old right-hander who was a part of the Cleveland Guardians, the organization last year, formerly the Indians. Late bloomer in college, first year of professional ball was last year. 1-2. A high fly to center, well struck. Mesquita turns around the track. He is going to make the catch up against the wall. Went for a ride out there, but Brandel Mesquita able to get comfortable at the very last second and take one away from Ethan Hearn. Anything but easy. Had a great sound off the crack of the bat, and Mesquita got turned around out there, but able to make the catch with his back right up against the green padding. And that is Louch second out of the inning. Great feel out there by Mesquita. First pitch coming now to Alejandro Rivero's a strike, and it's 0-1. Now Mesquita's got a lot of run out in center field. They're a guy who might project more as a corner guy as he moves up through his professional career, but all part of the development process, trying to give him some work out there as Rivero bounces one to the short. Backhand by Floyd. Long throw off his back foot is money. Another sharp throw by Francisco Floyd as he ran down one in the alley and fired a missile off his back foot to take care of Alejandro Rivero from shallow left field. Quick inning for Mateo, just the bounce back he needed, and we are off to the bottom of the eighth. Green Jackets trying to get a run, maybe two. It's 3-2 Pelicans on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT to...
Come back here in the eighth, down by a run, 3-2. Victor De Hoyos leads it off against Jose Miguel Gonzalez. He is out there once again. Seven strikeouts tonight. First pitch to De Hoyos, a deep drive to left. Did he get enough? And we're tied again. Second homer for De Hoyos on the year, and it comes on the first pitch of the inning. Off the video board in left field, and De Hoyos enjoying every bit of it, coming around the bases as he shows off the enthusiasm. Tattooed one well over the wall and left. Tie game at three. Brings the energy back to SRP Park. One pitch, one swing, tie game. When he gets a hold of those swings, they will fly. Even at three. And now it's Eliezel Stevens. First pitch of the night. Hitter down and in. One ball, no strikes. And now we'll see if they can keep the momentum going. The pitch to Stevens. Yeah, crossed up on one. Chased one in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Stevens had a three-bagger off the top of the center field wall straight away his last time up. Trying to get a hold of another one. 1-1. A bouncing ball foul back behind home near the dugout for Myrtle Beach. One ball, two strikes. Left-hander loosed in the Pelicans bullpen. That'd be Angel Hernandez. The pitch to Stevens, a swing and a miss. Chased one in the dirt. And Rodriguez now, Jose Miguel Gonzalez has a career-high 8 strikeouts. His last 6 outs have been via the K. That home run by De Hoyos snapped a run of 5 straight hitters overall. Got 8 punch-outs out of the bullpen tonight. And 3 2/3 innings. Geraldo Quintero now, first pitch is down and away. 1 ball, no strikes. Every out but 2 have been strikeouts. 1-0. A half swing. Did he hold up? He did. Says first base umpire Charles Welling. Quintero's the kind of guy you'd love to get down on a spot like this. An excellent base runner. Stolen base threat. If he can put himself on as the go-ahead run. Going to put the Green Jackets in a good spot. 2-0 the count to Quintero, working ahead against Jose Miguel Gonzalez. His pitch count is just shy of 70. 2-0, down and in, right over the shoe tops. 3-0. Quintero probably has the green light here, but again, you're trying to get a guy on here. Any chance he can get the go-ahead run on? Spot like this, good base runner. Got to find a way to get it. 3-0, takes all the way, and it's not close. Bounced one in the dirt for the first walk tonight, issued by Pelicans pitching. Might come at an opportune time here for the Green Jackets as Quintero's aboard. And we'll see if Buddy Bailey contemplates a change here. Early indications say it's going to be Gonzalez against Floyd. Francisco took him deep in his last at-bat, and it was at that juncture in the sixth that tied the game up. Had the distance, just kept it inside the left field foul pole. Tied up at 3, go ahead running first in Geraldo Quintero. The first pitch coming, Floyd pops it big, back and out of play. And another monstrous cut. Rob Griswold's up in the bullpen for Augusta. He's probably going to have the ninth inning regardless of the score, whether it's tied or Augusta's ahead. Nothing in one to Floyd. There goes Quintero. 0-1's outside. Throw down by Hearn. It's going to be played on a hop, but no tag applied as Quintero's going to slide in there safely. Juan Mora caught it awkwardly at second. He got over there late, and as a result, couldn't straddle the back and get the tag on Quintero. And just what you were looking for. He gets on, steals second, now in scoring position as he has his 21st steal of the year. And now perhaps you're a base hit away. Now Augusta taking their first lead of the night. One ball and a strike to the Green Jacket shortstop, Francisco Floyd. A break-even pitch is down and out. As for the breaking ball, 2-1. At the heart of the order up here, Floyd, Mesquita, and Parker. The current trio lined up with Floyd at the plate. Excellent base runner, the go-ahead man at Quintero at second, 2-1. Down and away again. Hearn will fire it down to second base, and backsliding is Quintero. Maximize that secondary, but he gets back in there. Mora keeps a tag on him, and now Quintero calls for time. Count is 3-1 to Floyd. Walk doesn't hurt you here if you're the Pelicans. And this spot now with Quintero at second gives you that double play opportunity. It would be an add-on run here in the eighth inning, but right now the main mission for the Pelicans is to keep Quintero on the base paths. 3-1. A pitch that missed inside. Backed out Floyd. He walked him on five pitches. Consecutive free passes for Rodriguez, and now that will be it for the right-hander. Nonetheless, tip of the cap stuff for Jose Miguel Gonzalez tonight. Career-high 8 strikeouts in just shy of 4 innings on the mound. Every out he recorded, for the exception of 2, were punch-outs. He does allow the game-tying home run to Victor De Hoyos, though, in the call of the bullpen to Angel Hernandez has been made. First and second, one out here in the eighth for the Green Jackets in a tie game at 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Brandon Mesquita is up with 2-1 and 1 out against the left-hander Angel Hernandez. He is in for Jose Miguel Gonzalez. All tied at 3 here from SRP Park. Lefty on righty matchup. First pitch coming to Mesquita's down and in, and it hit him on the back leg. And the bases are going to be loaded for Brandon Parker. That one plunked him on the back leg where he doesn't have that shin protection. Mesquita's going to feel that one. Overthrow by Hernandez on his first pitch, and he is still in pain out there. Austin Smith, the head athletic trainer, is going to come check on him as he's still near home plate. Let's see if he can walk that one off, but that one is not going to feel good. But the bases are going to be loaded for Brandon Parker here in a huge spot as Augusta is hunting their first lead of the night here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And the bases are full of excellent base runners. Mesquita still walking down to first again, just trying to shake it off more than anything. And I think he's going to stay in there. Green Jackets do have a full staff on the bench here. Las Mesquita is unable to go, and he's running pretty well with a jog down the line and right. It looks like he'll stay in there, but we shall see. And looks to be okay. Gives him the thumbs up, and we're good. Mesquita getting hit in the first pitch. And Augusta's best threat of the night is right here. They've already tied this game on the home run by De Hoyos on the first pitch of the inning. And now it's Brandon Parker against the left-hander Angel Hernandez, who's working for the 12th time this year. Two saves, 23 strikeouts, and 15 in the third for the 22-year-old. And Herod's two, and he's already put one on. And now Augusta's best hitter in this series comes up with a chance to give them the lead. Pelicans are going to play back on the infield. They're going to go for the double play ball. That can get them out of the inning. Parker at the very least looking for some contact here. Lefty-righty, first pitch to Parker is a strike. Right at the bottom of the zone, outside part, 0-1. Parker today, however, is hitless, 0-3. A grounder, a fly ball, and a strikeout. Has been an on-base machine through the first two nights. 0-1. It's in the dirt. Good block by Ethan Hearn on a big hook by Angel Hernandez. Parker, 38 RBIs on the year. OPS in a terrific spot this year. Has played about 30 less games than most of the regular starters, but that OPS in 58 games is over 930. 1-1. It's in the dirt. Another good block by Hearn on a fastball. Somehow able to dig that up. Keeps it in front. Quintero scampers back to third. Count is 2-1, though, to Brandon Parker. Pelicans hadn't walked a batter all night prior to this inning. They've walked two and hit one in the last three batters. As a result, they're walking the tightrope as everyone's up in that dugout for the Green Jackets. 2-1. Parker takes one inside. Ball three as sliding back in is Quintero. Hearn pumped to throw down there. And now Hernandez has to throw a strike. Nowhere to put Parker. Brandon in the driver's seat, looking for something to drive here. Or if he doesn't get that, hoping to draw the free pass to give Augusta the lead. Everyone gets their lead. 3-1 pitch. A swing and a pop-up foul out of play. And the count is full. Monumental pitch coming up from Hernandez. 3-3 game, one out here in the eighth inning. Bases full of Green Jackets. Parker trying to power the Green Jackets in front. Hernandez looking for a strikeout. Double play would be better yet for the Pelicans. And now Hearn will call for time and go talk to his pitcher. And the shortstop, Alejandro Rivera, will come in as well. Biggest pitch of the game coming up. Have to throw Parker a strike. You walk him. Augusta's got the lead. If he gets Parker, Caden Morton would be next. And with the one out in the inning, a sac fly could get it done. And you have a fast base runner at third in Quintero. Could be the perfect guy in this spot. Now Parker's got to put it in play if he gets the good pitch. Full boat to Parker. The pitch from Hernandez is down and in. That hit him. A bases loaded hit by pitch, and Augusta's got their first lead of the night in the eighth inning. 4-3 game as Parker picks up the RBI with a little pain to it. But you'll take it. 4-3 Augusta as the bases remain loaded with one out. Consecutive hit batters for Hernandez. That would have been ball four anyway. But after the home run, the Green Jackets have just taken the lead without the benefit of a hit. Quintero scores. Floyd to third. Mesquita to second. Now it's Parker at first for Caden Morton. First pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Nothing in one. Green Jackets do not have a grand slam this year. This would be a great time to put this game out of reach. Any hit will do as well. 0-1. It's in the dirt. That'll get away from Hearn. Floyd went about halfway, then stopped as Hearn recovered quickly. Just did not have a good enough read on that ball. And Floyd gets back to third, hunches over, and I think he would like to have that one back. He takes off right away. He's probably scoring. The problem is he hesitated for a second and thought better and decided to stop. It's also a good base running by Mosqueda and Parker, who did not run him off either. And they saw what happened, and both of them able to get back. 1-1. Morin takes one down away. Ball two. Hearn wanted to fire that down to third. Floyd had a big lead, but Makia not covering the bag. 4-3 Green Jackets, bottom of the eighth. They've scored twice. Looking for a big crooked number to pull away. Now Griswold looking out on the bullpen. He knows he's going to have the ninth with the lead. 2-1 pitch, foul back to the wire. 2-2. Now your best bet is to try and distance yourself. If you can get that, the top of the order will be coming up for Myrtle Beach. It'll be 9-1-2. Akeon Moore and Chavers. Anybody reaches, it's Pagan. Two guys reach, Alcantara, which is why you'd love to get as many runs as possible here. 2-2. Hernandez kicks and throws. A swing and a miss. Morant strikes out. And that is the second out of the inning, and now an out anywhere gets Myrtle Beach through the inning down just one. And now Braulio Vasquez. Gus is either going to go into the ninth inning with a multi-run lead, or the Pelicans are going to stay within one. The pitch to Vasquez is a strike. Good location, down and away, right on the corner. 0-1. And Augusta, their kryptonite have been one-run games, trying to separate themselves just enough. Led by two entering the ninth on Tuesday night, and that was the difference as they held on by a run. 0-1, check swing that one. Did it hit the knob? It did. It hit the knob of the bat for Vasquez. It's 0-2. For a second, looked like that one bounced away, but it caught the bottom of the bat on a check swing, and it's 0-2. And Royo Vasquez, who has two hits tonight, now looking for a pair of RBIs perhaps. Nothing and two to Braulio. 4-3 Augusta lead, bottom of the eighth. 0-2 pitch. A swing and a foul ball. Chopped down the third base side near the dugout. Stays 0-2. Now Rob Griswold, who has been the closer this year for Augusta, getting set. A chance for a little revenge against the Pelicans team, who beat them in an outing earlier in May to help them set a record-high winning streak of 12 games. He's going to have another shot here. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. Chase one in the dirt. Hearn will tag out Vasquez to end the inning. So Hernandez strikes out a pair back-to-back. Green Jackets strike out for the side of the inning, but they take the lead on a Victor De Hoyos homer. And then a hit batter with the bases loaded makes it 4-3. We're headed to the top of the ninth with Augusta up by a run on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Top of the ninth inning, Green Jackets looking for a comeback victory over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 4-3 Green Jackets now with their first lead of the game. It'll be Rob Griswold to try and finish this one out for the Green Jackets. team leader in appearances this year for Augusta has been magnificent out of the pen. As the side-winding right-hander from Long Island University, working for the 27th time this year, he is 6-for-7 in save opportunities. The one he blew was against this Pelicans team at the end of May, and that was a game where Reginald Preciado hit a go-ahead home run on him, and that was the matchup where Pelicans won their 12th consecutive game to set a new franchise record. There's going to be a pinch batter to start this inning, as Josue Uma is going to hit for Scott McKeon. So it'll be Uma, Mora, and Chavers for the time being. Now Griswold looking for his 7th save. There are some more options on that Pelican bench as well. Along with Uma, there's also Malcolm Quintero, James Triantos, Brian Serra, and Matt Workington. We'll see if Buddy Bailey unloads the bench even more, but now a chance for a little revenge for Griswold. First pitch is inside. Ball one to Uma. First time this series, Uma has not started. One hit in the series. He's also reached on a walk. The pitch is in there as Griswold slings one right on the edge. One ball, one strike. De Hoyos puts up the target. The pitch home is a drop pitch by De Hoyos. Two balls and a strike. Uma batting 252 on the year. Batting in the ninth spot here. Top of the order is next for the Pelicans with the Augusta Green Jackets up one. The pitch is inside, 3-1. A deceptive sidewinder who's capable of getting strikeouts, but lives on that weak contact. The pitch is a strike, and the count is full. Should be 3-2. I think Uma got crossed up by the scoreboard. Count is full. I think there was a misconception what the first pitch was. It was a ball. And now the count is full. Here it comes, and it's inside. And now that is a walk. Tying run is on for Myrtle Beach just like that. That's a good base runner in Uma as well. And now Griswold will look for a double play against Juan Mora. More bats from the right-hand side. Griswold's first pitch is a strike. Works the inside part, 0-1. Where Griswold gets a lot of front-footed swings. Not a high-velocity guy. Mostly because of that arm angle, but it's very effective. The way he can command his stuff. 0-1. A slow-moving change drops in for a strike. 0-2. In the driver's seat against Mora. I would love to get a double play ball if he can get it. And out will do. 0-2. A swing and a foul. Mora just got a piece. Count remains 0-2. Don't see anyone in the on-deck area right now for the Pelicans. Might be a sign they might go to their bench again. Parker Chavers is due next. 0-2. A bouncing ball towards short. Floyd has it. Tunnels the second. And it's dropped by Stevens. And it gets kicked in the shallow left. Floyd will run it down. Both runners move up an additional base. And that is a huge blow for the Green Jackets. Got to have one there, and they get nobody. Maybe a bit of a low throw, but it was dropped by Stevens. And then when it came down, it was kicked by Uma. And went to shallow left, both runners advance. Chavers will bat here. But now the tying run is at third. Go-ahead man at second as Griswold is now going to have to work himself out of big trouble. Not only are big runs out there, he got the biggest hitters coming up. I imagine that's going to be an E4, I would think, on Stevens. And we'll see how they play it. The middle is playing back for Augusta. Quintero's the only one who's in. So as of now, they're just going to go for the out at first. Griswold could use a strikeout here. First pitch, the Chavers is up and away. One ball, no strikes. That's the second error of the night on the Green Jacket defense, and this one could be costly. Griswold trying to get him out, though. 1-0 pitch, that one's outside, 2-0. Nowhere to hide now. Ezekiel Pagan on deck. And Mike Steed's going to come out of the dugout and chat with Griswold. And the pressure's on now. Got the base open at first, but this is a guy I'd love to go after here. And Chavers, who has a double in this game, but considering the next two guys, Griswold trying to find a way to get Chavers at the plate. And considering how the defense is set up, the Green Jackets are in a spot where they may concede a tie just to get an out there. And you go back to that last play, I'm not sure the Green Jackets are getting two on that, but it's one where you got to at least get somebody. Griswold's a guy who can certainly help himself out here. He does get a lot of ground balls, and if he gets one right at somebody, they may go home with it. And has that strikeout capability as well, 36 of them in 38 innings. So the guy who has inherited that closer's role, and he's done it well this year. He is down the count, though, 2-0 to Parker Chavers. The pitch, a foul back and out of play. 2-1 the count. This way, Uma is at third, the tying run. Go ahead, Juan Moore at second. Green Jackets lead 4-3 here in the top of the ninth with nobody out. 2-1 is on the inside corner. Slingshot fastball from Rob Griswold, 2-2. That confidence comes in, and you might see the infield come in if he's able to get him at the plate. De Hoyos puts up the target, 2-2 pitch. A bouncer back to Griswold, then they got the runner and a rundown. He'll throw to third, and the tag is not going to get him. A wide throw, and Uma got back, and at first base is Chavers. That's the right play by Griswold. Ran right at Uma, who got caught in no man's land, but the throw to third was a little wide, and Quintero's tag just laid as Uma went into the back standing. And the bases are loaded now with nobody out. Oh, man, Griswold, the Green Jackets just can't catch a break in this inning. And now it's Ezekiel Pagan with the bases loaded. Griswold now looking for Houdini Act to preserve the lead. Infield plays back. They're going to look for two here. First pitch to Pagan is a ball inside. Just below the letters, 1-0. Now, considering what this inning has developed into, Green Jackets would probably be willing to take the game being tied to get two outs here. One ball, no strikes. Griswold's pitch is a strike on the inside corner. A very similar spot this time. He gets the call. 1-1. Again, nowhere to hide. Got Pagan at the play. Kevin Alcantara barring a triple play to end the game here. He's going to get in that bat. That would be a sight to see. Break even pitch. Pagan rifles one down the left field line. That's a fair ball into the corner. In to score is Uma. Right behind him is Mora. In the second base is Pagan, and the Pelicans are back on top 5-4. Pagan stood in the box for about 2 seconds after he hit that ball. He thought it was going to go foul, but it sliced its way in play. And the Green Jackets are down by a run. And what has been a very tough luck inning for Griswold and the Green Jackets. The two tough plays in the infield on what probably could have been two outs, and the Pelicans take advantage. Infield now comes in. The pitch is inside, nearly hit Alcantara. One ball, no strikes. And a pair of tough errors in the inning now has Augusta and a chance where they might go underwater. Now Griswold, again, he's a guy who can get him out of this. Tough hitter, though, and Alcantara hits one hard, foul down the right field side, 1-1. Just need an out somewhere. That's the main mission right now. A tough defense has Augusta. I'm on the verge of falling behind. Quite a few here if Alcantara or somebody gets a hold of one. Break even pitch, check swing, it's good anyway on the outside corner. Now Contra doesn't think so. Good location by Griswold. 1-2 the count. So Augusta's going to have to bat next inning. They'll have the bottom third of their order coming up. Trying to get there. Down a run now. 1-2 to Alcantara. Griswold's pitch. A big bouncer to third. This is over Quintero and into left. One run's going to score. Here comes the second. Alcantara dives into second with a belly flop double. And it's now 7-4 Myrtle Beach. Back-to-back two-run doubles by the Pelicans, and Augusta's 4-3 lead has vanquished in the blink of an eye. And really nothing all that hard hit in the inning. Several balls that have stayed in the infield. You had the leadoff walk. That one was just a bouncer that jumped over Geraldo Quintero. As a result, Darlene Florentino is now up in the bullpen. Got four runs have scored, still nobody out. The pitch to Jacob Wetzel's up and in. One ball, no strikes. Just the tough luck of baseball sometimes. 1-0 pitch. Wetzel, a big chopper towards second. This is going to be played by Stevens. Quick flip to first. They'll get Wetzel there. First out of the inning as Alcantara moves to third. And now Felix Stevens with an initial run at third base. Righty on righty matchup. Infield in for Augusta. Pitch is inside a ball. 1-0 to Stevens. 0-3 tonight is the first baseman. He does have a walk. Alcantara, a good lead off of third base. 1-0 pitch outside into the backstop. This one will produce another run as Alcantara will slide in safely. And the Green Jackets are now being doubled up just like that. 8-4. The Pelicans have five runs here in the ninth inning. It's a blown save for Griswold, but this is a tough one to swallow considering, again, nothing really hit all that hard other than the Pagan double down the line. And now he's just trying to fight through the sitting. 26 pitches for Rob as the 2-0 pitch is grounded to short. Francisco Floyd will boot it barehanded and recover to throw out Stevens. That one nearly got underneath him. Two gone now in the inning. Ethan Hearn comes up as the eighth batter of the frame for the Pelicans. And you had all the excitement here at SRP Park after the De Hoyos home run. The bases loaded hit by pitch, but the Pelicans have quickly deflated that balloon as Hearn sends one out of play to the left side, 0-1. And not over yet, but Augusta is going to have to manufacture a huge bomb in the ninth inning. It's going to be Angel Hernandez to pitch it for Myrtle Beach. There's nobody warming in the pen. 0-1 is outside, 1-1. And you never know how this inning goes when you consider the error at second base on the ground ball to Floyd. A throw over to third base on the ball right back to Griswold. That was very close. 1-1 pitch fouled away, 1-2. Kind of an awkward play, and Griswold did the right thing. Just a little wide throw, and two outs right there, and you never know what happens after that. Sometimes the situations change, and giving Pagan, who had the big hit with the bases loaded with the double down the line, might pitch him a little differently if you have two outs compared to nothing. 1-2 is down and in, 2-2. And Griswold trying to persevere here. 2-2 the count to Ethan Hearn. Two gone the inning, and the pitch home is high, 3-2. Florentino's about ready to go in the bullpen if Nestor Perez wants to make a change here, and we shall see. Griswold just trying to take matters into his own hands and finish off the ninth inning. 3-2 is down and in. Walked him with a back foot breaking ball. Hearn is on. And the Pelicans are going to bat around here in the inning. Nestor Perez has not moved in that dugout. Looks like he's going to stay out there to face Rivero. Likely, though, the last hitter for Griswold, whether he gets him or not. And De Hoyos talking with the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman, about something. Not sure what about here. De Hoyos is calling out Nestor Perez. And again, I'm not sure what this is about exactly. But De Hoyos has explained the situation to his manager. after he was talking to Jalen Goodman about something. Now Rivero's the batter. He's pointing something out about him. I don't believe this is a pinch hitter here. I could be wrong, though. And now both umpires will talk about this. Might be a lineup card misconception here. Not sure what about, though. Rivero's been in there all night. There hasn't been anything different otherwise. Ethan Hearns, the runner at first, he's been in there all night as well. Now Jalen Goodman talked with Charles Willen about something. And now he's going over to Buddy Bailey to talk about it. I'm just about as unsure about this as you are at home. And Buddy Bailey seems displeased about what he's talking about to Jalen Goodman. Unless I missed something, batting order has been the same this inning for Myrtle Beach. Again, trying to figure out what's going on here. Victor DeJoya has pointed out something to Jalen Goodman, who told Nestor Perez about it, who he then brought to the attention of the home plate umpire, and they will continue to talk about this. Again, I'm still not sure. It's something with the lineup card, though. Griswold staying now on the mound. DeJoyo's not warming him up. He thinks this might result in an out here. Now, you can have that if there is a mess up in the batting order. If that batter enters the box and gets called out, then the inning would be over. And again, I am not 100% sure what the situation is here. And it's happened before in baseball where you've had a different batting order than what's actually occurred. Now Nestor Perez has his lineup card. He'll talk with Jalen Goodman about it. And all indications say Rivero's going to bat here. And Ethan Hearns, the runner at first. Again, he's been in there at the seventh spot all night. As Perez is asking for an explanation, now Griswold will resume throwing. So we don't want him to sit out there cold for a while on the mound. Want to get some tosses in. But it looks like everything is all square here. And Alejandro Rivero is going to bat. And again, I have no idea what that delay was all about. Unless they thought Uma, who's on deck, didn't check in. It looked like he did. He was a pinch batter to start this inning. First pitch is inside to Rivero, 1-0. And we'll see how Griswold responds after that long delay. And again, nothing looked out of the ordinary to me, but I might need an explanation on that after the game. 1-0 pitch is dropped in for a strike, 1-1. And again, it's happened in baseball before where you've had a team bat out of order, and if you do that, it's an out for the guy who's not in his place. 1-1 pitch fought off right up against the dugout for the Pelicans, and it's 1-2. And that certainly did not seem like the case, though. 1-1, 2 strikes to Alejandro Rivero, 9th batter of the inning for the Pelicans. 1-2 is off the outside corner. Missed for the fastball. Good spot, though. 2-2. Connor Blair, Victor DeJoyos, Eliezel Stevens will be the 3 for Augusta in the bottom half of this inning. At the juncture they're in, they are down by 4. 2-2. A swing and a miss, and Griswold strikes out Rivero to end the inning. But Myrtle Beach comes back, and then some. They score 5 runs. They lead 8-4. Last call for the Green Jackets, down by 4 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearless.
Green Jackets find themselves down by four as we're now in the bottom of the ninth inning. They entered this frame up 4-3. But the Pelicans roar for five runs in the top half of this inning. Now three hits, a couple of tough defensive plays. And now Augusta has some work to do. Angel Hernandez is going to try and finish this for the Pelicans. 8-4 Pelicans lead. Trying to win back-to-back games in this series in what might be a gut-punch defeat for the Green Jackets tonight. First pitch to Connor Blair is a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. A game they trail for pretty much all night. They tied it up briefly in the sixth, fell behind again, but then scored two runs in the eighth to take their first lead, but the Pelicans take it back quickly as the 0-1 pitch is cut on the mist as Hernandez gassed him up. 0-2. Trying to start off the inning with a few base runners. 0-2 is a call, strike three. Got caught guessing a fastball right on the outside corner, and Hernandez strikes out Blair on three pitches. 17th strikeout tonight for Pelicans pitching. Most times Augusta has struck out in the game is 20. It was against the Pelicans, but that was in a 12-inning game. First pitch to De Hoyos is low for a ball, 1-0. Victor tied this game up an inning ago, which kind of feels like ages considering what just happened in the top half of this inning. 1-0 pitch. De Hoyos, ground ball to third. Backing up on it is the third baseman, Uma, who's in there, and he'll fire across the diamond and take care of De Hoyos, and Augusta's down to their final out. 5-3 on that one. Uma now at third after he hit for McKeon last half inning. Alejandro Rivera still at shortstop, and now it is up to Eliezel Stevens to keep it going. 8-4 Pelicans in the bottom of the ninth inning. Stevens will bat from the left-hand side, pull shift down for him. First pitch from Hernandez is cut on and fouled. Right back into the screen, 0-1. Same time tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch. Tyler Santana for the Pelicans against Jorge Bautista, who was just called up a few days ago. Makes his return to the Green Jackets. He'll get the call on Friday night. 0-1 pitch, a wave and a miss, that one in the dirt, and that one deflects off the shin guard of Hearn. And Stevens and the Green Jackets have one strike left to work with. 7:05 tomorrow, 6:05 Saturday, 5:05 for the finale. On Sunday night before the Green Jackets are on the road for 12 straight, their longest road trip of the year. 0-2 the count. The pitch home is a little high and off the plate. 1-2. 6 in Delmarva, 6 in Fredericksburg. Pelicans looking to finish off back-to-back here at SRP Park. 1-2. It's in the dirt, 2-2. And what has been a really good game otherwise tonight, of course, the final score, if it holds, not going to dictate that. And a competitive battle that Augusta unable to finish off. 2-2, a swing and a miss, and that is the ball game. A gut-wrenching defeat for the Green Jackets as the Pelicans score five times in the top of the ninth to overcome a 4-3 deficit and then some. 8-4 Myrtle Beach wins game three. We've got more coming up on the Easy Go postgame show next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. and smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless.
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show from SRP Park. It's a final in game three, a gut punch defeat for the Green Jackets, who lose this one 8-4. But that score not certainly indicative of how this game was played tonight. A back and forth close battle all the way till the end, but five runs in the top of the ninth inning snatches back Augusta's first lead at 4-3 at that juncture as they fall by four runs here tonight. Mitchell Speltz with you to wrap things up here from SRP Park. Final numbers of this one, as the Green Jackets, who are now 45-46 after the loss, 9-16 in the second half. Four runs, five hits, three errors. They stranded five on base. Myrtle Beach now 62-31. They are now 15-12 in the second half. For them tonight, eight runs, eight hits, one error. They left nine runners on base. They are now still in the best spot in minor league baseball, as they are 31 games over 500. Winning pitcher today is Angel Hernandez in relief. Got the final four outs for the Pelicans. Or five outs, check that. Loser is Rob Griswold, now 3-4 on the season. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 55 minutes in front of a solid Thursday night crowd of 4,615, the paid attendance here today. Now time for the Wow Phone Internet Cable play of the game. That will go to Victor De Hoyos in his game-tying solo home run to start the eighth inning on the very first pitch. Ambushed it out of the ballpark. Unfortunately for Augusta, after they took the lead in that inning, Myrtle Beach would come back to win in the ninth inning. Our It Guy of the game, presented by Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. We'll give this one to Francisco Floyd, who reached a couple of times in this game, including his solo home run in the sixth inning. His first as a Green Jacket earns him the It Guy of the game honors, presented by the Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. One final cruise through the final scores in the Carolina League today before we sign off for the night. In the Carolina League today, Delmarva tops Lynchburg 8-5. Kannapolis and Columbia tied at 3 in extra innings. Cannon Bowler scored twice in the bottom of the ninth to force the extra frames. Fayetteville tops Carolina for the first time this week. They win 5-1. Fredericksburg over Salem 8-3. Charleston holds off down east. They win 3-1 as they two-hit the Wood Ducks. Tomorrow, we're on the air again at 6:45 for the On Deck Show. 7:05 first pitch here from North Augusta. Tyler Santana, 7-1 record for the Pelicans, will face right-hander Jorge Bautista to make his second out of the year with the Green Jackets. Just got called up from Florida a few days ago. 7:05 first pitch for Braves BuzzFest. Also, the replica ring giveaway for the first 1,000. You will want to be here early for that, I tell you that much. You don't want to miss that one if you are in the area. But otherwise, that is all for us here tonight. Once again, the final score: the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 8, the Augusta Green Jackets 4. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Have a great rest of your night, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow. Good night.